Fuck, it's already 7:00.
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya es la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, classes in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, history, it's the power hour. Didn't learn hour. Tune in to your history, you know it ain't no history. Power hour, didn't learn hour. You don't know your true history, love hour. Power Hour.
Yeah. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus.
There you go.
I had a feeling for
yes,
him, man.
Yes, he did.
I'm Deacon Yahshua.
Officer Isaiah.
Officer Tobias.
And Malek ain't here.
And Malek ain't here.
Mm. But shout out to Officer Ruane.
Boy.
We miss you, bro.
He got coronavirus.
Yeah,
no,
damn.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is.
He said, do it again.
Yeah.
Turn up the USB. Do it again.
They're already messing up.
Alrighty.
They got excited with the new setup.
No, you're supposed to do yeah again.
Yeah.
There you go. Shout out to Officer Ruane. We miss you, bro. Where you at, though?
Yeah, I know. We need his energy.
Right.
You know, we all have a balance in here. We need his energy.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes. So because he's not here, I guess we're not doing the sense of the night and stuff like that.
No, well, man.
Hold on. We got classic barbershop.
Oh,
hold on.
Okay.
Tonight's set is what, Tobias?
Classic barbershop.
Hey, put up the picture I put up.
Stay consistent with it.
Put up the picture I took. I was looking at rearranging my little thing, and I'm like, yo, I want to share this tonight, man. This is, thus far, my collection of MBD. And
go.
And go. I guess they got to download it and all that
they
stuff.
Probably
like
gotta
that.
Download
we
got
to
it.
Download it.
Hey, so while you're doing that, I should have took the new picture of my collection. I didn't do that. Oh, there we go.
There it is. That is my collection thus far. I started with the blue and the black one on the ends and the white one in the front.
Did I post mine to the group or was that in the fitness group?
Maybe the fitness.
I think you put yours in the fitness group.
Yeah,
because people were asking about the riser that I bought for it.
Hey, Officer Shai, you took some time organizing and
I did, bro.
I see that was well put together.
I did because I was like, yo, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Let me see if I could. Are you guys looking for it?
Yeah, they're looking for it. Hey, put that to the side. Yeah, do it on your other screen. All right. So y'all don't put this up.
Yeah, hold on.
Put this on your other screen.
Yeah, don't be putting our fitness info up.
There you go. Put this on your other screen. Yeah, man, that's my collection. I was like, I was getting ready, and I was like, all right, let me put them up nice and neatly. Let me show what I got. Okay, there it is. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. I was just about to send it. Okay. Yeah, but I filled it out because I had some like by the sink that I didn't
put in the shot.
That I didn't put in the shot.
Yo, I need to get some of those. The growth one. That's what I don't have. The growth.
Oh, they want to. I didn't even realize I let them go on air with the sweater. But I'm glad you saw it. That means they'd be interested in it. So, yes, I'm probably going to have the sweaters available.
Mm, I forgot, yeah. Power Hour Plus.
It's chilly in here.
It's
chilly in here.
It's wintertime.
So if you notice, self-willed, you can pan. We'll give the floor to the junior officer in the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So this was... I just, you know, the brothers just putting in work on the show or whatever. I wanted to recognize them,
right.
Like, because the producers don't get to wear the shirts and stuff. Unless we do what we were discussing.
Ooh.
With the new setup.
Hey, we got some things in the work that we're talking
about. So I ordered these for some of the brothers on the show. Not just the hosts, but the brothers who do a lot of work in the background. And they've been rocking, and I know people have been asking. We're actually going to do the whole radio show lineup of shirts and stuff like that.
Okay.
So
that'd be great.
But I can if y'all like it, I can get that hoodie available for us.
Come on, man. We got to rock our favorite radio shows.
Pete, you know, I mentioned it before. They was asking about it at men's conference at Passover because,
yeah.
You know, had to promote it. So I was walking
right.
around in
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I could do it. You know what it is? It's just, I mean, I'm the deacon. I could do it. But if I do it and then I don't do everybody's right away,
people going to be like, oh, you're putting stuff for your show, but not for my show.
Mexi Judah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, you're from Mexi Judah.
Right.
Misquoting scriptures.
Yeah, so I'm gonna make them available. I'm gonna make
yeah, man.
Them available.
I think it'd be great. It'd be brothers.
You know what? I'm gonna start with ours, and then I'll get everybody
go!
Else's.
Go, come
I'll get everybody
on,
else's.
Man.
Put a Y in the chat if you guys want to.
So now
the
question
out.
Is,
yes,
I don't think they had this blue, which is why I got that blue.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I should try to get this particular blue.
Do
if
you
I
have
can match
what,
it.
Do you know what kind of blue this is?
I don't remember.
No,
because I got that from a different. Vendor than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like royal blue though.
It wasn't called royal, but yeah, it does look like royal. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because you're baby blue.
No, you know,
it's
not baby.
Like a, it's kind of like a teal.
Yeah.
Turquoise.
Yeah.
It's
turquoise. A good blue. It's different.
Yeah.
It's different. It's
out.
Different. Yeah. So I guess I'll try to make
yes,
that available.
Yes. See, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'll try to make it available.
We got about 8 people.
Available.
If you would like a sweater. Of the Power Hour, like Officer Tobias has, put a Y in the chat. Put a Y in the chat.
Give us some feedback. Let
yeah,
us know.
Let
us
know.
Let us know what you want. We
right.
really cater to what
right.
the people
9,
need.
10. So I'm going to see what's up with getting the hoodies available.
Yeah, man.
The hoodies
Let's
available.
Do it.
Everybody. All right. We were actually talking about upgrading the show prior to the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to do something. So we were talking about maybe changing. So we have like a two-step. Upgrade thing we want to do.
Yes,
the real we want to do is not going to fit in this room.
No, not yet.
We got to because
well,
like,
not even. Not
this is like a closet. This is like a storage closet.
People be like,
I mean, it's a pretty decent sized storage closet, but it's like a storage closet.
Right. Mm.
This is like if you go to the storage and you get like a 5x10.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. This is like a 5x10. I mean, like the height, even like it's not even because really like a 5x5. But I don't know. Maybe a 5x8.
5x8.
5x8x8. So this is like if you go to storage, you get a 5x8x8.
There you go. You got a lot of Y's, bro.
Okay. All right. All praises.
Like
I'm
a good handful.
I'm going to get on it. I'm going to get on it.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm
gonna
get
a
on
good
it.
Handful. Like
you know, 20. But I got so much stuff that we're ready to bring. I'm just trying to balance it with the Passover garments coming in because that gets
right.
busy for us. A little better this year because we're only doing it through the schools.
Mm.
So we don't have to deal with. You know, all the individual customers, we just deal with the school. So we'll see. I got, like I said, I'm trying to do like, I'm going to do a little run of some sweatsuits and see how they move. And then I got a lot of other
see,
stuff.
They want a hoodie, especially during tabernacles. They can
yeah.
rock it.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to work on it. We're going to work on it for everybody. We're going to work on it. But we were talking about upgrading the show, like from the layout.
Yes.
Like we want to get a different table. So
it's in the works.
The one that we really want, we can't really
not here.
We can't do it here in this room.
Nah, it's gonna be Lord's willing and
right. So, but we probably gonna do the other one. I think I wanna
yeah
get the. I just gotta get the chairs situated. Then
right.
we get the other table.
Yeah,
and we'll set it up. So we gotta change the look a little bit. Are you gonna do something with the lights and stuff too? Then
yes,
you
yes
do
we
that?
Are. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
right.
I've been looking at stuff.
Okay.
Getting a. Amazon list together.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Men's garments are available, Raymond, through your school, through your camp. That announcement was made internally. So your schools, your camp leaders should have said that the men's garments are available. I'll be releasing promos internally to be shown at the schools for that. So we'll see how that goes.
Hey,
so,
what's up? You want to talk? Hey. You want to go into the comment?
I want to go into the comment. So wait, before we put the comment, before we go into the comment,
okay.
I want to post in the link.
Yes.
So
I got you. I'll put it up.
Mother Shamara is a follower of the show. Mm-hmm. She's a fan of the show. Sometimes she'll shoot me a message and be like, hey, you know, the show, if she has like something that she noticed or a link. And sometimes she'll reach out to my rib and say something. And so she reached out to my rib and and I do notice that some sisters were mentioning it, that it was done. Because we had the one low-frequency sister last week that made the show a three-hour show because I just couldn't. My wife was like, why'd you just let it go? I said, I couldn't.
Right.
I said, I couldn't. It's like that scene in Heat, right, where I knew the guy that effed us was.
Yes.
And I wanted to go get revenge.
Couldn't let it go.
No.
Couldn't let it go.
I
couldn't let it go. I couldn't let it go.
Damn. What did he say? Can't let go of something in 30 seconds?
Right. You got to let go of it in 30 seconds flat. But it's all right because it wound up moving. Brothers was bringing out scriptures. Right. Freaking Tobias woke up after being shocked by the gay child trafficking.
I'm still thinking about that stuff, bro.
Amalek was
hey, and Bishop went into that on this week's Shout Out Tuesday, too.
Okay.
So he went into that a lot deeper about the child trafficking and stuff. So y'all might want to look into that if you haven't watched Shout Out Tuesday yet. Bishop Nathaniel went into that. But Mother Shamar, so this is a public service announcement, all right? Just do you have like a thing of it? Like, so there's on the Daughters of Sarah YouTube, we're going to post the link in the comments.
You want to do it?
Yeah, post the link in the comments.
Uh-huh.
There is a when did they do this? About a year ago on the Daughters of Sarah YouTube page, things your mother should have told you. The hygiene edition, the hygiene edition, all right? So for any of you sisters out there, because like I said, I wasn't going to try to go too deep on that. That wasn't even the point,
right?
We were talking about my man Greybeard. We were going to go into some stuff. And my emphasis was just dealing on how jacked up it is and how important it is that we deal with us from when we're kids. I don't think I prepared enough to do it justice today. Maybe we'll talk about it towards the end of the show if y'all let me remember.
Yes, sir.
About the personality plasticity.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
And I want to tie that into as to why it's so important.
That thing was heavy.
That the formulative years are how you're brought up.
That
right?
thing was heavy.
And how psychology is trying to now say that masculinity is a mental illness.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing had me examining myself.
So Laws Will Life Last, that'll be next week's show, or we might talk about some of it today.
When are we going to go over the feeding the geese?
Choking the chicken. Choking the chicken.
Feeding the geese. Choking the chicken. Meaning, feeding the meat.
You know, sometimes I wonder if we could do a longer show or if we can do more. I mean, but we have so many slots filled up. I was like, if we can't do more than one time a week, we'll bump up against other people. But
yeah.
And I've thought about, occasionally we just do a longer show when we got stuff.
Yeah.
Like last week.
Yes.
Like last week.
Right. We've done it before. Where it's
but
like,
you know what? Here's another idea for more engagement on the channels, right? Like maybe even on Insta or whatever. We can maybe stuff we don't get to, we can interact online too. But then that would require all the hosts to kind of engage in the comments, to answer the comments. And
to engage in the comments or do like a short.
So I'm thinking about stuff that we don't finish or that we don't really get to flesh out. We can kind of run back during the week, like with a little video or something like that.
Okay.
And talk about it and get, you know how Joe Rogan does his shorts and
yes.
people get all, yeah. I mean, now those are, he pulls from his actual show, but maybe we'll just do, I'm
some
just thinking
stories.
Of different stuff.
I got you. You know what? Shout out to Officer Yakub from Dallas. He does stuff like that, which is good. We can do something like that. We can do a
Jarvis, you can send that to iuic.phoenix@israelunite.org. Or can you just message us on like the Power Hour?
Send a message on Instagram and I'll get it.
Yeah, so if you send it on Instagram, that'll be quicker because the way these guys check the email here.
I check Facebook.
Right.
But
I'm talking about the email.
I don't have the email access, yeah.
Freaking guys.
We love you, officers.
Go to send it on Instagram if you got something that you want to send, I guess, as a message, Jarvis.
Yes,
something,
sir.
For
yes,
something
sir.
For us to look at for the show. And we do have an archive in our Telegram where, I mean, we haven't really had the opportunity. I think we've only gone back once. but we have like an archive for us with
we
ideas.
We keep on adding.
Well, you know
it's
what? We can never say that we'll run out of
material.
Stuff to talk about
Correct.
For the show.
It's a Damn. Lot of good stuff. Yeah.
And in that respect, I guess it's good that it's once a week. Because if it was more, maybe
then we'd like start pushing a lot more.
I don't know. I don't know. Just
we're
thinking about different things.
I got you. I got ideas. I got ideas that what you're saying, and I'm ready to push some stuff out.
Right. Right. So, all right. We'll see. So, that's the public service announcement, sisters. Run that back. That we posted it in the comments.
Just put a little.
Right?
Just put a little. Watch this. Go
things
to,
your mother should have told you. The hygiene edition.
Get it, loco.
What are you bring? You bringing him a C4? He really needs a C4?
No, but you know.
Thank you.
Oh,
sir.
To you. Yeah. It's not for me. See, it's for him.
I know it's for him. I was surprised when I saw it was for you.
Oh.
So you're going to let me have all of it?
Thank you. Shout out to... Yes. Just wait up.
Is he like our guy Friday?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like in the office, you got the one that gets the coffee and everything?
Yes.
Eli's the guy Friday.
I've been hitting
Officer
the brothers.
Eli's the guy Friday.
I've been hitting the brothers up on my way over here. Hey, yo.
Hey, go get me a cheeseburger from the ghetto burger spot that's down around the corner there.
The burger shop, right?
What hey, burger shop got some good burgers.
Right?
They do.
Right?
Yeah.
I think they're better than Whataburger.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and Whataburger is trash, though.
Well, Whataburger is trash to me.
Stop
yeah.
the cap.
Yeah,
Whataburger is trash, bro. Yeah.
You're about to offend all the Texans, bro.
I know it's a Texan thing, because when I was in the military, I was in Texas, and all the dudes from Texas were like, yo, you got to try Whataburger. And, bro, I tried it in Texas twice. I tried it when I would visit here, and then they opened one up not too far from me. And I said, let me try it. And I tried it twice there. So I think seven times I've given Whataburger a chance.
Yeah, it's an over-glorified McDonald's.
Bro, Burger King is better than Whataburger.
Burger King is better than Whataburger.
But a double Whopper with cheese goes harder than whatever Whataburger's burger is.
They're asking trash. What burger?
Whataburger is trash.
Mm.
Whataburger. It's called Whataburger. I'm like, you see, someone don't even know. What burger? Whataburger's trash. And I only mention it because... We got the little no frills, but it's been here like 23 years or something, the sign says.
The burger shop. Oh, I didn't know that.
Burger shop.
I
is,
thought it was new.
Burger shop is free.
You know what's cold is they got cod fish that's there as well with french fries. Good price. Fire.
Mm.
Crispy.
My favorite fast food burger, and it's not really a fast food burger, is Five Guys.
Five Guys hit, yeah. But it's expensive.
It's $15, bro, yeah. for a freaking burger.
Yeah.
Damn.
The hell is this?
$15, bro. Well, with the fries, like $15.
To all the brothers and sisters that know about Whataburger, no, not Whataburger, goddamn, Whataburger in New Mexico, that thing is fire.
Yeah.
They don't have it here. They have one in Tucson.
But like straight fast food, like you're talking about like a McDonald's drive-thru type of thing?
Right.
Checkers is my favorite burger.
Hey, he just had to slide New Mexico in there.
Well,
yes, I did, bro. You got it. The 505.
I don't know if they still have it because now they got the big Buford, but the double champ with cheese. Well, they're opening one not too far from me, I think, now. Well, Rally's. It's the same thing as Checkers.
Rally's.
Sister yeah. Myra said White Castle's better than Whataburger.
White Castle is different. I don't count them as burgers.
No,
that's just my scale.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
White Castle is not when I want a burger, I'm not thinking White Castle.
No. Nah, that's like a
when I got a craving for junky
right,
like munch
right.
food.
Yes,
that's White Castle. They're opening one not too far
from you.
They're opening one in the West Valley.
Mm.
They opened one in the West Valley.
I know there's the when they opened the one in East Valley. I don't remember.
Man,
where.
Checkers,
crazy, bro.
I don't think they're curly, but they're the seasoned ones. Checkers fries. There's like one Rally's in all of the Phoenix, I think, yeah. and I ain't driving there.
They got one by me. They
right.
just opened it, Brandon.
Yeah, they're opening another one, I think, not somewhere, not too
Rally's?
Far.
Rally's?
Somewhere not too far, Rally's. They broke ground.
It's one in Tempe, right off of the 101.
Right. So I'm just talking straight. Even In-N-Out to me is not your typical fast food burger
In-N-Out
because it's so fresh.
Yeah.
And I like In-N-Out. I do. I didn't at first because it was overhyped, I think.
Right.
And so, like, after waiting 45 minutes in line for one, I was very underwhelmed.
I won't wait
Damn.
In the drive-thru.
First
the
time. It was in L.A.
It was in L.A.
I was very underwhelmed by the – I was like, why the hell do people wait 45 minutes for this? Like,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
But I've since changed my mind. It's a very good burger. I'm not waiting 45 minutes for
no.
It's a very good burger, though.
Yeah.
Hell
and it's cheaper. Than McDonald's and Burger King now.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Pressure.
You can get a meal for
$10. Bro, the prices for fast food are crazy now.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
Right.
But Five Guys is the jam, and then just straight junk food burger, Checkers for me.
It's been a while since I've been to Five Guys.
In-N-Out's kind of like on its own thing for me. I don't know. Like, it's different.
That's
Culver's is good, too.
Yeah, Culver's is very good.
Culver's is good.
Cheese curds
are good. Culver's is good.
So,
and
for me was,
you know who has a pretty good burger that people sleep on? Sonic.
Sonic
got a burger.
Right.
And the sides are crazy. That's another munchy place, bro.
It is.
Yeah.
Tater tots.
Yeah.
You get the tater tots with chili and cheese.
Right.
I'm talking junk. I'm talking like, I don't eat like this on the regular at all.
In-N-Out was what Whataburger was for you. Everybody was hyping up In-N-Out. So when I went there.
Yeah, but you know
like,
what? Burn the fat. I don't eat. Brothers who eat like that all the time and sisters, you got a problem.
Yes.
I take care of myself. So I'm going to enjoy my greasy-ass burger when I want my burger. You know what? That's all right. I can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just like I had a big 20-ounce ribeye on Sunday. All right?
I ain't mad at you.
But I did it with Brussels sprouts and a salad.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So I can – and an unsweetened iced tea.
Someone say A and W Burgers. Have you tried that?
No, I haven't. I heard they're pretty good, too.
That's a root beer.
The Habit is I've had them one time. I love their onion rings. I think the Habit's pretty good. The Habit's pretty good. Oh,
you're right.
Benson?
Yes, I would like to throw it out there to the panelists. Don't let the comments, you know, drag y'all away from what we got to talk
about.
Thank
you. You're right. You know. You're right. Everybody, yeah, but you know, we talk about all types of stuff on this show.
Yes,
we
do.
You know, we talk about all types of stuff.
But let's get back to the...
Just trying to not let it slip down that hole again.
White Castle has the best fast food onion rings, by the way, sorry. They do, bro.
I don't know.
I've never been an onion ring guy.
Well, White Castle, two doubles, two regular, order of onion rings, and a Coke.
Bro, you make me want to go get White Castle
hits
now.
The spot. Here's the spot, bro.
Damn.
Here's the spot. It's the spot. I can't wait till they open it up. I buy the frozen joints when I got a little craze. It's not the same, but...
Yeah.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Right.
And they don't even put ketchup on it, so I got to open it, put the ketchup. And then White Castle, the way White Castle burger, like, you know, the bread start coming off. Can't open that burger. Like, that's... But Jack in the Box surprisingly has a pretty good burger. They it's pretty good. But yeah, Whataburger's trash. Anyway.
For all my
all that to say this, let us hear the conclusion of the matter.
Whataburger is trash.
So we had the low degree.
Hey, so, all right.
Hey, put it a little bit.
What
this.
Do you put it? What do you put it?
Mama Shamara.
Oh,
just a
put,
little bit. Just,
right.
Just a little bit.
Go ahead. He wants to play a little bit of Mama Shamara's thing.
I'll tell you, give me a second. Let me get there. Go ahead.
Oh, that thing sounds inspiring.
Right.
Things your mother should have told you. Hi, Jean. Let's talk about it.
Skip forward a little bit.
Hello, ladies.
Okay, no, you guys.
Today we're going to be talking about some things that your mother should have told you. And today is going to be about a little bit of an uncomfortable topic, and it's about the smell. It's about the funk. And the Lord has dictated this smell that the daughters of Sarah would have, and it's outlined in Isaiah chapter 3.
Right,
so
we went
Father
over that.
Said
we
in
went,
his
over
word.
That. We went over that.
All right. No, wait, listen, just a little bit. We want to show a little bit. So you see she's hitting hard from the get.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
So if you think it was just men.
She hitting hard from the get. She come correct.
Right.
I haven't watched it, but I heard it was very good, very thorough about dealing with certain things.
And,
so.
And you know what's heavy? That sister was trying to justify what the other sister was saying was normalized with all women.
What's wild, bro, is I wasn't even talking about the stink. I was talking
right.
about
the
how,
warts.
I was talking about the warts and all this other stuff and how she thought that was normal.
Right.
That was normal that it's like that.
Let's put up the comments.
No, the hell with low frequency. The hell with her. We're not going to give her no more.
She said, where you at next week?
Right. She wanted to post up on me. Where you going to be this weekend? You did put it up. Where you going to be this weekend? I'll be there. This is a woman, bro. She wanted to post up on me.
I'm just trying to educate you, gentlemen.
Hey, she talk like she got some Tim's on.
Yeah, man.
She said she's from New York. So when I saw the pizza in New York City, I said, oh, snap.
She said, hey, fellas, I hate to tell you.
She is a Tim-wearing sister.
coochies do itch just like your balls. Also, the female body does automatically cleanse itself. There's really no need for feminine.
Leave it alone. She don't need no more shine.
Low frequency, my sister.
Right.
I'm just trying to educate you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
You didn't even say your sentence right.
She's talking about she illuminated, but she can't even grammatically correctly write stuff. Anyway, so here's the other BS that should. Can we put the other comment?
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you could have put the name. I didn't care. Y'all didn't have to black that out. Damn, y'all was extra nice. Mm. I mean, people are going to see it in the comments if I tell them go to last week's show and see it in the comments, right?
Hey, that'll just drive traffic back to that show.
Hey, so all the stuff that we went over, but we went over the child trafficking with the fake Jews and all this other stuff, right? Then we went, then we were trying to go into the stuff with the men, but then we wound up talking about, you know, blasting the sisters on that BS, right? And out of all of that, this is one of the comments that we get, all right? And we got to point out a couple things when we do this, but go ahead, read the comment.
Why is that when bad behavior and negativity is talked about regarding the 12 tribes, Judah, blacks, is always overrepresented? During your Jewish class, my bad, y'all. During your Jewish class, when you talked about men being gay, you showed pictures.
I didn't do a Jewish class, though.
No.
That's what we named it.
Oh, okay. But during that show, we spoke about men being gay and,
no,
and put Drake.
Not that class, no.
No.
I think she's confusing us with another show.
Yes.
But go ahead.
You showed a picture of Drake and other black men. When you moved on to teaching your daughters about STD, you showed a clip. You should. You showed a clip of a heavy-set black woman. When you talked about colorism, you mentioned Issachar as a racist, but the color issue is greatest amongst Jews.
That's not what I said.
We must be God's favorite because everyone hates on us, including the other tribe.
I will say this. Why is Judah so insecure?
Yes, they are. Sister. No, was this a sister or a brother?
This was a sister.
Sister.
We must be God's favorite because everyone hates on us, including the other tribes.
Can
we get the scripture in Isaiah that deals with who hates on who?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Boy, you can't even bring scripture.
No.
And,
no.
And people go over that.
Salty. Sis, you salty.
Can I point something out, too?
Isaiah 11:13. Bring it out. Go ahead. Point something out. And I'm going to say something else, too. Go ahead.
Judah means God's praise. So if you even thinking on that logic, we are the praise of God, which means you're supposed to be held to a certain standard.
That's it.
We're the leaders that are waking up the 12 tribes. The spotlight's on you. We got to get right.
I like that approach. Hey, but let me say something. You made a very good point, Ashaya. And listen good. Listen good on this comment.
Yes.
Listen good on this comment. Big fail on this sister.
Right.
Because she's presuming everybody that we showed is black, that all Judah is black, and that there's no black northern kingdom. What about Cartagena?
There was all.
What about Cuba?
Black.
What about Panama?
Northern kingdom.
Right? Black northern kingdom. Blacker than Judah.
David, put up that video you sent me, bro. Just one
blacker
of them.
Than Judah. Right?
Right, right.
Blacker than Judah. Yes.
I remember at the old school, the Ephraimite.
The presumption that all Judah got to be black and the other tribes are different colors make no sense.
Right.
It don't make no sense.
That's a good.
We show what's just there. And I will say this. I don't remember. Sometimes the producers just throw up pictures. I don't remember nothing about no Drake.
Nope.
You saying it was there. I don't recall it at all. All right. I don't even remember talking about gay men on the show, about men being gay. Like, I don't think I usually go into stuff like that. So I don't know where that came from.
I think she may have seen a Power Hour.
Uh-huh.
Where that was mentioned, because there was a show that was done about the gay agenda.
Right.
Where we talked about it on there. And even on that show, Officer Issachar did show Northern Kingdom gay people.
So that's on the Saturday one.
Right.
Right.
Hey, and check this out. The Tents of Judah were raised first.
Right.
So you're going to have more Judah information to pull from, first of all. Secondly, if I did, that's just what comes across the screen. It's not like we dig for that stuff. Trust me. There's a lot of gay-ass Northern Kingdom men.
Yeah, bad
I'm
buddy.
Talking about flamey gay that we can most certainly refer to, but I didn't do that. So maybe that was the Saturday show. I don't know. But whatever it is, to presume And again, remember, the whole point of everything that we went over, to presume that we dig, we showed a Mexican dark-skinned brother on that damn show.
Yes, we did.
We showed a Mexican dark-skinned brother. So no. We're not going to let that narrative be pushed.
Yes.
We're not going to go through any of that stuff like that. Yes, Judah is the top tribe, not the first tribe. They're not the firstborn. Okay?
Right.
Reuben is the firstborn.
Yes, Reuben is the firstborn.
So no, Judah is not the first tribe. The correct thing is they are the top tribe. The scepter will not depart, okay?
Right.
Some of y'all just grab stuff to grab it. Like, again, where's the insecurities come from? I just don't get it. And to me, you're missing, because I went at length out of my way to talk about what? By bringing that out. Unity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Unity. I'm not going to sit here and act like that stuff does not happen to us.
Right.
Because the other part of her comment that she said, right? Yeah, we can show this video later. Leave her comment up for me, at least for me, so that I can see it, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Come on. Right. And I don't know who Shamgar is. Here we go again, another Judah overcompensating for his Judahness. Listen, if this is your first time tuning in, go back and look at other shows. I give all the love in the world and all the respect and the proper order to what Judah said, because that's what the Bible says.
Right.
All right?
Exactly what the Bible
says. I've gone on at length that I would not have repented if not for Judah, that Northern Kingdom would be doing what we're doing for Judah. So I'm not going to validate myself to some Johnny come lately here trying to spam the comment feed with your insecurities, bro. Mm. You obviously got some issues, and you don't understand the whole unity of the whole 12 tribes and the 12 gates.
Stop.
I'm not going to make this a show like
get
that.
Some help.
So the hell with your ass, you need to get your spirit right, okay? Listen, she talks about hold on, I lost my point because he pissed me so damn.
When he moved on to teaching our daughters?
It wasn't the part about teaching the daughters that I wanted to say. I was talking about that. When I spoke about colorism, I put up Issachar that was a darker skin.
Right.
Actually saying that they racist, right? So she's trying to say that when I mentioned, then I said the color issue is greatest amongst Judah. I didn't. I literally played a clip where he said Mexicans are racist against the darker Mexicans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I literally went into all of that stuff. Like, you saw the whole thing.
Y'all forget that you're not the only black people in the world.
These people that jump into comments and make these comments validate what the scripture says in Isaiah 11 and 13 and what I actually taught about.
Yes. Right.
Because what the real issue is that you see me light-skinned, he see you light-skinned, they see you light-skinned, and it vexes their spirit.
And now it's a Northern Kingdom show. But this brother, what tribe are you, bro?
Judah.
He's Judah. So now it's like, now we know we're on the Northern Kingdom show.
And not all Northern Kingdom look like you and me.
No.
So you got to get that out your damn head.
You did a whole series with a sister that was darker than me.
I'm sorry, I'm talking over the comic. I love Benjamin. Benjamin is one of my favorite tribes. I do love Benjamites. Love Benjamites. But, bro, you know what? I think shame on anybody that try to go into what tribe is better.
Right.
You don't know what manner of spirit you're in. Like when the disciples said, Christ, rain down fire on them.
Each tribe was created.
Get me about esteem others better than themselves, right? Because so let me just again just proving. I didn't even read Isaiah 11:13 again, but just proving it, right? Come on now, read this.
The book of Philippians, chapter 2.
So when you talking about which tribe is better, only Judah does that.
Right.
People talk about their favorite tribe food, and it's not all Judah. Judah, if you're not guilty. My brothers and sisters who don't do that, don't take it as a blanket statement. But I'm talking about the fools that get in the comments and say all this nonsense and get all burnt hurt about this stuff. Because the ones that's in the right spirit, there's no issues with that. Mm-hmm. There's none of that stuff, right? What does the scripture say? Come on.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
That's all that is when you talk that variance about this, that, and, we are God's favorite because he hates on us, including the other tribes. Oh, Judah was the first tribe. Judah this.
Stop it. Get some help.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Hey, and mind you, I've put the respect. Because somebody will take that clip and saying I'm talking shit right now about that stuff.
Oh,
but what does the scripture say how we're supposed to move? Does it say we should esteem one tribe over the other? Does it say no? The reason the septo not the part from, there's a spiritual reason for that.
Right.
We've gone over that on the show.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Yeah. There's a spiritual reason for that. Because no other tribe was going to have that foothold and that ability to do it. God ordained it that way. And all of us must humble to that. But it's not about exalting yourself, because what does the rest of the scripture say? Come on.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
Come on.
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
It says we're supposed to esteem others better than ourselves. So this whole BS about top tribe, this and that. Yes, Judah is the top tribe.
Yes, they
the
are.
Scepter will not depart.
Right.
But talking about the best, y'all still dealing like you're in the world.
Right. Yes.
You got a crab in a barrel, nooka mentality when you come with that nonsense.
It's like what Paul said, Apollo's my teacher. Paul's my teacher.
So, yes. Right. So I bring out the Isaiah 11:13.
Right.
Get that for me real quick, all right? What the scripture says.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 11.
And we're not going to put stuff like that under the rug. It needs to be made known. And my whole point was it has to be made manifest because we got to do better. Everybody forgets that part, right?
Right.
It's because you have hang-ups about my complexion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have hang-ups about yours by any measure.
Hey.
You have hang-ups about my complexion, so you talk crap.
And language, because we like, oh, because they speak Spanish. I don't know what you're saying. Don't speak Spanish around me.
Right.
That
again,
too.
Insecurities.
Exactly.
Insecurities.
That too.
Read this.
The
Isaiah 11,
13. Isaiah, chapter 11 and verse 13.
Read out.
Envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off.
Right. And it says that that envy would depart.
Yes.
And what did I say? I said, man, didn't I give so much shout outs on the quest? Because that started because it came out on
right,
the quest. The things
right,
I observed.
Right.
And I said, man.
Judah out there doing the work.
In sweat with us there and not even able to speak the language, but supporting the mission with the same zeal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I loved because what I was trying to emphasize was the unity that I did saw, but also the disunity. Mostly from the sisters,
mm-hmm.
all right, and things that I noticed, all right, because by and large, it's not the men that have that issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I wind up with a guy in the comments
right.
that disproved me. I'm trying to stick up for the men, and then freaking guy in the comments with the BS. But then it says, so the envy of Ephraim shall depart. Come on.
Ephraim shall not envy Judah.
Come on.
And Judah shall not vex Ephraim.
What's the definition of vexation? What is the definition of vexation?
Bring it out.
Let's bring that up, right?
Vexation. A state.
I don't like that one.
Trying to get all the meat off the bone.
Uh-huh. What do you got there?
That one's worse.
That's terrible. Do Webster.
Webster.
It says the act of vexing. What the heck?
Do Webster. There you go.
The quality or state of being vexed, irritated.
Irritated. So it irritates you that you see a light-skinned person talking about this. It irritates you that Northern Kingdom is waking up in these last days, right? What else does it say?
A cause of trouble. Affliction.
You're troubled by it, right? Come on.
The act of harassing.
Harassing. One of the key synonyms, the first one, is harassment for vexation.
Hmm.
So even putting more emphasis on going back to Isaiah 11 and 13, if a synonym of that is harassing, what does it say now? And Judah what?
And Judah shall not
harass.
Vex.
Harass.
Ephraim.
Ephraim.
Let's go.
Stop harassing me.
Damn
Stop
man.
Harassing us. All
right? Right.
It's ridiculous that with everything that was edifying in that whole topic and show, you got people coming with that nonsense.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good one. All praises.
Oh, my God. And I say that confidently and proudly because I see Israel.
Right.
I'm telling you, when I look at a crowd of us, I see Israel.
Thing is dope.
Right there.
Before I see anything about tribes, I see Israel.
Yeah.
I see Israelites.
Mm. One stick.
One stick. I see one stick.
One guy.
You'll have knuckleheads that won't let that one stick come
right.
to pass.
That's one stick.
One
right
calling. Goodness. One hope.
Goodness gracious.
And it's not the men.
Look at that. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
That's one stick right there.
Beautiful. And that's just one little picture.
Yes.
beautiful unity. Men out there doing what needs to be done. I got brothers from Southern Kingdom. They're coming up onto me on the ship talking about, hey, man, look, man, I'm trying to practice Spanish so I can support,
yeah,
you know, and this and that and so on and so forth. I love it. I love it.
Unity.
I love it.
It's all unity.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous, the comments and the things that we got to do sometimes.
You're
my
right.
Goodness. Hey. Yes, Benson.
So it's funny you say that, because I was just telling the brothers back here, I was saying a prudent Judite would try to pick up on some of that Spanish and learn something.
Right.
So that way you can support the mission even more. But you hit it right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got my Spanish book. I'm learning the vocabulary.
Nah, bro, you stop. Man, you speak disrespectful Spanish, bro.
Look, another Johnny come lately.
Ooh.
Holding Zechariah 12. So I already quoted it. I beat you to it.
Ooh.
Morons.
Stop it.
Morons. Look, just spamming Zechariah 12 and 7.
I know. Right.
Ridiculous. Johnny come lately, not hearing anything. Bro, that scripture, the Bible's a true book, bro.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. And if you want to go against it, you just out of your damn mind. Hey, before we even get that, again, I want to validate the vexation.
Mm-hmm.
Get me the clip.
Ooh.
Get me the clip.
Uh-uh.
Get me the clip.
It's on the way.
Come on. You know which clip I'm talking about. No Puerto Ricans in my house. No Puerto Ricans in my house. Yes, Sanford and Son. I always forget the name of the show. Let me take y'all back, what? Brothers and sisters. Let me take y'all back.
Classic.
For some vexation. All right? Come on.
I'm only going to tell you this one.
Volume, volume, volume.
I don't want any Puerto Rican living in my house.
I understand that, Papa. See,
I don't want any Puerto Rican living in this house.
I understand that, Papa. See, who?
I don't want empty Puerto Ricans living here in this house.
I know that, Papa.
I don't want any Puerto Ricans living in this house.
Stop, stop. That's exactly what happens in the comment with all that stuff, right? You're just trying to defend your place. Listen. If you're secure, then you don't got to worry about defending yourself, none of that stuff.
Right.
You never hear the message, which means you got something in you that you need to fix, all right? Look at what we see in here. And you're telling me that that's not a reality? You want to act
right.
Like you're an innocent bystander
mm.
And that it's some envy? The scripture says that you will not vex them, okay? Go ahead, come on. It's always a discussion on the show because Judah always got to come with some ignorant comments.
Yes.
Why don't you go back and watch the beginning of the show and see the ignorant comments mentioned, and then you'll have something edifying to say. All right? Go ahead. Come on. Kick his ass out
man.
The room. Don't even let him stay in the damn thing.
I got you.
I promised Julio I would help him, man, and we are.
I don't care
help him.
Who you promised nothing.
Here he is. I'm
out. Oh, get this killer.
Go.
You mean to tell me you want to leave the goat here? Well, yeah, just overnight till I get the place cleaned up. You know, that's...
And then what you going to do with it?
Well, I thought...
I tell you, we going to bury it. I don't want no goats and no Puerto Ricans living in this house.
You wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Julio, take the goat back to your house.
I knew I could count on you, son.
And bring your family here.
Up to zero.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Zappa. Vente, chico. Vamos a casa. Vente, vente, vente.
Thank you, man. Oh. Oh.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, it's all right, son.
No, come on. Tell me. What's wrong?
No, I don't want to bother you. This time. Really. I got a rare disease, son. The creeping cucarachas. Yeah, really. See, it's a lot of blotches, but you can't see them because they're up under my skin.
Why don't you stop?
See, and they creep up under your skin. Uh-oh, there's one now. She's creeping around my wrist and moving on up my arm.
Stop.
To
that was a stereotype back in the day.
Damn.
In segments of the community where there what? Remember, I said in New York, it was like that. Not that wasn't my experience growing up and a
right.
lot of others that I've spoken to. But that the stigma was that we bought cucarachas,
damn.
Roaches. So they were like, oh, if a Puerto Rican nearby, you got cucarachas.
Damn.
They bring in roaches. So that's what we say. Now I got cucarachas. I got roaches crawling up under my skin, right? Go ahead. Come on.
Elbow.
Hold it. Stay. Stay. Down, boy.
Stop. And let me tell you something. This is actually brilliant comedy. Mm-hmm. Because what it was trying to do was show how silly it is. They were in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. They were impoverished on this show.
Oppressed together.
They were in the same neighborhood, and they were acting like they were different people.
Right.
Like we're not hitting going
right.
through it again.
So a lot of times you saw these shows back then, they would highlight this, and that's what I said, they would use humor to show you something serious and how silly it really is for there to be any type of divisions for any one side or the other to be any other type of way.
Right.
And I challenge any of those that got something to say, like the one we just booted from the room,
mm-hmm.
to apply what we read about esteeming others better than yourself. Mm-hmm. Because I go on, nobody jumps in the comments. Well, let me not say nobody. I see a lot of support for the show.
Yes.
I see a lot of stuff in there. So I do see the comments. But people of that ilk don't jump in the comments and highlight when I do praise Judah, because that is God's praise, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they want to harp on the moments where I point out reality.
Right.
I'm not even lying. I'm not even clowning.
Exactly.
I'm bringing out facts and truth, and I backed it up with scriptures.
What's the script? Have I become your enemy because I tell
you're
you
right.
Truth?
Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's all it is.
And that's what you get. But here, go ahead. Let's finish playing this clip. Come on.
Look, now that's Julio and his sister and his nephew, Bob. Now try and be nice to him, okay?
I'll do the best I can. Some of these creeping blocks is moving from my elbow up to my shoulder, and my shoulder bone connected to my brain bone, and I might get a brain block.
Carlota, este mi amigo Lamont. Lamont, this is my sister Carlota and her son Roberto.
It is indeed a pleasure.
Hello.
Y ahora este es el papá de mi amigo, Mr. Sanford. Mr. Sanford, I want you to say hello to Carlota and her son Roberto. Hey, Roberto, say hello to Lamont and Senor Sanford.
Hey, Roberto.
Hello, Lamont. Hello, Senor Sanford.
Buenos tacos.
Oh, Judah thinks, no, the king is Mexican. They're Puerto Rican. Go ahead, come on.
Hey, he's not that funny, huh?
Well, you see,
Mr. Tambo,
he'll love this one. Adios.
Ratos.
Wow, he called them rats.
Damn.
Right? He said, adios. Ratos. It was raton, but he said, ratos.
Oh, I thought he said vatos.
Yeah, me too.
No, he didn't say vatos. I thought he said ratos. Go ahead, come on.
Hey, Julio,
yeah.
Tell your sister Carlotta that I'm glad that she's here. And my home is her home.
Wow, that's nice. Carlota dice que aquí en esta casa tú puedes estar como si estuviera en tu propia casa.
Ah, sí. Sí. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
Stop. Oh, what? Yeah. This is hilarious. That's not the punchline. Remember, he just said all types of wild stuff as to why he don't like Puerto Ricans.
Right.
Play.
Oh, No, you don't have to do that.
Stop. So he just said you can act like it's your house.
She starts cleaning.
Right. Go ahead. Come on. I'm going to show you another stereotype. Go ahead. Come on.
This lady's a guest in our house. Get them bitches over there, honey. Hey,
Julio,
look. Tell your sister Carlotta that she doesn't have to do any cleaning or cooking because my pop, see, he does all the housework. Tell her that.
Right. Great. Mira, eso cierto, mija. Mira, lo que aquí en esta casa, el papá de él es el que limpia y lo...
Stop. So he liked it when he was being like that.
Right.
Damn.
And that's what, right? So I've seen that before. Yeah. The same ones that got an issue, right? The same Judaites that got an issue or any Southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But you like the hospitality. You like the cooking. You like all that other
stuff,
right?
The spirit that comes with that.
You like
that
hospitable spirit and the stuff that we do in that regard, right? You're with. But then you got some issues with other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Like really?
I got one for you.
Bring it out, brother.
Based on what
you
said.
Bring it out.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 33.
Bring it out.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
That's right. You saw that here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That whole show was like kind of how they were struggling on the come up and all that stuff like that, right?
Right.
And you see that they were there together, all right? They were oppressed together. And that thing is forgotten, man.
Right.
Yes.
All those curses apply to both kingdoms. All of that apply. And I went at length showing the spirituality of why that spirit is there between both.
Right.
I went into the envy aspect. I spoke about how they were envious, that they had 10 parts in David. I went to the roots of it.
Right.
I went to the roots of it. Mm. So anybody that's going to come in half-assed, not understanding, you know, you decide to pop in when you want to pop in with all this other stuff. Come on, man. Get out of here with that nonsense, bro.
Keep thy foot when thou go to the house.
Yeah,
of God.
Man. Get out of here.
That's it.
Right. Get out of here with that nonsense. Man. Damn. Anyway, so that was that. And that was inspired by the comment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was addressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to address things.
Yes,
I can sit here and just wink at it. I'm going to address it. Because what did I say last time? There's a voice in the room now.
Yes.
And I'm going to speak and I'm going to advocate for that voice.
Yes,
because I see the beautiful works that we do on the Quest and other missions. All the Mexico missions.
Yes.
One stick. All the Southern Kingdom. You don't speak no damn Spanish, and you go into Reynosa.
Yeah, hey, we got to build Northern Kingdom up.
Right?
I'm trying to
you know what I'm saying?
we got promises to receive.
Man,
come on,
get
man.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
Can I get one more script?
Bring another.
Deuteronomy.
Hey, listen, that's the Judite in the room bringing it.
Yes.
Yeah, Deuteronomy.
But they really got an issue with you, too, because you're too light for them.
It is, but that's a stereotype as well.
Right, that's the stereotype as well, too, right?
Carnally minded or spiritually minded. If you got ears, let them hear. Deuteronomy 33. And start with verse 17.
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 17.
Read.
His glory is like the firstling of his bullock.
Read.
And his horns are like the horns of a unicorn.
Uh-huh. So that, and this is going into the tribe of Ephraim. Their symbol is the rhino, the horns of a unicorn. Read.
With them.
With the Ephraimites, the ones that you guys are looking down upon, the leader of the northern kingdom. The one that's been chosen by God to be able to bring together, and it's going to tell you all the 10 tribes that we still need to gather. Read.
With them, he shall push the people together to the end of the earth.
The Lord used Judah to raise up the tents of Judah first to gather everybody. Go.
And they are the 10,000.
No, read that part again. He's going to use them to do what?
And with them, he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth.
And that's what's happening right now. So either you're going to get with it and move in the right direction, or you're going to get rolled over. Read.
And they are the 10,000 of Ephraim.
Uh-huh.
And they are the thousands of Manasseh.
This is the northern kingdom. It must be fulfilled. You're going to get with it or get rolled over.
Damn. Mm-mm. Hey, show me this clip. I haven't seen this, but this looks good.
Tú como negro latino tienes dos problemas. Primero eres negro, se te discriminan por negro. Y segundo eres latino y te discriminan por latino.
So he's talking fast, but if you read it, he says you got two problems being a black Latino, meaning a darker one, right? So this is Latino for people who say I'm not bringing up proper footage, all right? He said you got a problem because you're black, skin-wise. You're discriminated against.
Right.
And he says, and you're discriminated against because you're Latino, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning we fall for the same thing.
Twice.
And I've gone over the white passing thing, and I've said how the lighter ones can, up until a point, kind of not get it so overtly.
Right.
But then once they know.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
It happens differently, right? I experienced that in the corporate world all the time.
And you know what's crazy?
All the time in the corporate world. Because I walked in flossing with my suits and all that cufflinks and all that,
right?
Able to speak intelligently, right? And be able to hold myself on that level, standing on my accomplishments that got me to there,
right?
My financial acumen and my professionalism. And none of that mattered once they found out that I was Latino.
Deacon, it's a glass ceiling in Esau's world. You ever heard of the glass ceiling, right? We have a glass ceiling. There's only so far you can get. Without the truth, there was a glass ceiling for us in our own communities as well.
Right.
Damn.
Same being light-skinned and being Judah.
Right.
You can only get so far even with your own people because of the way you look.
Right, right. So go ahead. Y'all just got to read with it. Go ahead. Come on.
Es doble minoría.
Yo dije, esta nariz, estos labios que tengo yo, I'm ugly. ¿Sabes que yo era? Porque yo pensaba que yo era feo.
Tuve una compañera de trabajo.
Wow.
Que me enteré que a mí.
Wow. Looking straight at her, you would think that she's a Southern Kingdom.
Right,
right.
Look at her.
She's speaking. See, that's straight Spanish.
That's what you guys, brothers and sisters, don't understand, the ones that be hating. Y'all need to get out of America.
Right. And you got to stop this thing that all Northern Kingdom look light-skinned today.
Right.
And stop that all Southern Kingdom is dark, because they're not. They're not. You're just one example of many brothers that are actually Judah that look prototypical modern Northern Kingdom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. Run her back like just a few seconds if you can and play it. It's a short clip, so let it keep playing. I got to move on to the alpha stuff. Come on.
Yes, we do.
Yo pensaba que yo era feo.
Tuve una compañera de trabajo que me enteré que a mi espalda se expresaba de mí como mona, la mona. ¿Sabes qué es lo más triste? Que ella era una latina.
I know. So she's talking about it, even within, so that's the colorism. Like I said, I got to run it back because I did a show on it.
Colorism.
Well, I did a colorism show on it amongst Northern Kingdom,
right,
because I wanted to show, and I was supporting Southern Kingdom when I went over that show. But I got to bring it back overall because there's colorism within all the tribes, right? So it's like the whole thing is that we got to get this out of, we got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop when it comes to that stuff.
That's right.
Stuff is escalating. The waters are rising, and we're still dealing like Sanford and Son.
Right. A house divided can't stand.
And we're still dealing like Sanford and Son?
Right.
In the
it don't
like,
make
remember,
no sense.
That's like something that...
Keyboard warriors.
Yes. Mm. That's doctrine.
Comfortable
of
watching stuff behind the scenes.
Right. Always got an opinion.
Let me tell you, the same way we were oppressed together and that showed us that we were one, working in the fields together,
mm-hmm,
it's the same way working in this truth together is what's going to bring us together.
Right.
That's why when we go on those missions and we out there in the trenches together.
Right.
Like something like the quest where we get to come together like
right,
that.
Right.
That's why you don't see that amongst ourselves.
Mm.
You didn't see that amongst leadership. That's why I get vexed when you had that group of treacherous, traitor, disloyal Northern Kingdom that all left and try to put a message out about Bishop Nathaniel that he has an issue with Northern Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Trying to paint a narrative.
Are you insane?
Right.
He's the only one out of all these camps that's pushing it the way he's pushed it. And I'm not saying there's not other camps that don't push the proper understanding, but I'm talking about in the empowerment,
mm-hmm,
in putting that Northern Kingdom front and center so that they can do to teach and instruct and guide.
Mm.
He was waiting for a group of men that would come and be
up,
able to follow that example in those scriptures.
Right.
And that group of men, that's what I saw on that quest, and those group of men are here.
Mm.
Mm.
And they're doing it together.
Right.
Without those schisms and without that BS. So you're damn right when I see something like that in a comment or whatever, I'm going to say something about it. Because knowing what's at stake, it vexes my spirit to see such hatred.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Christ was doing when he was blasting them? The parable of the Good Samaritan was about
right.
that.
Paul with Peter.
He was hot. Samaritan. Samaria.
Right.
He was Paul with Peter. They said they had a big contention after dealing with Cornelius.
Right.
Damn.
Spirits like
a big contention after dealing with Cornelius.
Right.
Because the ones that understood said, we got to stop this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got to bring Paul's whole ministry was about that.
Right.
Romans 11. Grafted
yep.
in.
Yep.
Exactly.
That Paul's chapter. Whole ministry
yes.
was about that.
Yes, it was.
And you're going to come with that nonsense in here. So, yes, I'm not irked because of something you say. That's why I say it's your insecurities.
Right.
I'm on fire for these scriptures and what I see in action. And it saddens me and it frustrates me to see that there's still people out there who apparently if they're commenting, they watch.
Right.
And then have an issue with those type of things when it's brought out.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. You cannot try to put a double standard that the light skins can only talk about light skin issues
right.
and because then the dark skin should only talk about dark skin issues then too, right?
Right. Then no one should say anything.
Then and that's why I will not be quiet about it.
Right. And that's prophecy. He said, my prophets are not going to hold their peace. We're going to speak on it. Can I get one more script?
Go ahead, brother.
Second Corinthians.
You got to make up for last week.
Yeah, yo. Someone said in the comments, yo, Austin Tobias woke up this week.
He right.
Second Corinthians 10. Get the 10 and 7.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 7.
We just watched the video. We hear the scriptures coming out. We got to stop using carnal eyes and open up the eyes of your understanding.
Damn.
Deacon's talking about understanding. If you have understanding, as Christ said, those that have ears, let them hear. Read.
2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 7.
Freedom.
Look on things after the outward appearance.
That's the question. You looking at the outward appearance?
They apparently do.
I guess so.
If any man trust to himself that he is Christ.
You trust into yourself that you belong to Christ. You say by Yahweh Shai. Read.
Let him of himself think this again.
Think this again. You need to think twice. Read.
That as he is Christ.
You're Christ. Read.
Even so are we Christ.
We are Christ. No matter what it looks like on the outside, no matter what you want to say, your opinion don't matter. The scriptures are going to stand true. God be true and every man a liar.
Damn.
And in that day where you have to go before judgment because you caused stumbling blocks, hey, our hands are clean. We gave warning. We're not going to hold our peace.
Keep talking. I'm looking for something.
Damn.
Get
James 1 real quick.
Let's go. Let's
you got to understand, this is an error that's been going on for a long time, and it needs to be aired out. No matter what, northern, southern, if you're holding on to it in any way to cause division, you're going to get destroyed.
Right. That goes for both sides.
Both sides.
Because I just highlighted the knuckle. Put the picture up real quick. You had that was northern kingdom that was pushing this narrative that left disloyal. Not even just to us and their elders, they were disloyal to the scriptures.
Right.
Because where are any of those people, and what are they doing in this truth now in these last days?
Look at that.
Where are they?
Bruh.
That was the Chicago Men's Conference. Was that 18 or 19 when we went to Chicago?
2019.
4 years ago.
Because leading up into 2018, you had all the bullshit that happened, and they were trying to put out that Bishop Hay Northern Kingdom.
Right.
He was one of the only ones, because other camps will accept him, but I'm talking about going hard to bring us up, to move us in the right spirit,
right.
Took us under the, and never treated us different. And some people will say, well, he always spoke about it. That same spirit of these people that saying that we're talking about Judah.
Right.
He was hard on us because we needed to be dealt with that way, because many of us can be foolish, just like any tribe, but many of us can be foolish.
Yes.
So he had to try us to see who was acceptable amongst us and was going to get with the program. And for years, all we did was teach English. We didn't teach no Spanish.
Right.
I was multitudes of Judah I've taught in the streets in New York City. Multitudes. Yes, of course, my own people as well.
Mm-hmm.
But only because I was empowered and instructed and mentored by these men that were over me.
Right.
And then look now.
Yes.
Well, you think some people see, and there's always something they're going to say. I was raised up as some sort of political move. You had the apologist assholes that said that part of my language, but it's a late hour show anyway.
Anybody that's been watching, though, who did the series on each tribe individually?
Right.
Broke them down.
Detail,
how we all got
stuff
understanding
out
of who right. you are because of Bishop Nathaniel.
That's
right.
it.
Right.
And the Most High using him as a vessel to bring forth that understanding.
Hey, right. blow this picture up. Can we read the words on this? Watch this. Israel united in Christ for the fools that think Bishop hates Northern Kingdom.
Right, and that was what we had there in 2019. There's more now.
It says, get your facts straight when you the men of the Lord.
Right, get it straight. Let me get 1 Timothy 4:12. Let me show you something. That's why we're going in on this stuff, all right?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4.
Spending more time on it than I want to, but that's the spirit that got to bring that out. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let's read this. I'm going to give you a different spin on this. Come on.
Let no man despise thy youth.
Come on.
But be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
Right. And remember, one of the main messages that was during Christ's ministry and with the disciples, right? Paul, Peter, Timothy, all of them, right? Was also, as they preached Christ, preaching that the Northern Kingdom can be received again, right?
Yeah.
With his sacrifice, the Northern Kingdom can be received again. He came to bring down that middle wall of partition.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we read this scripture and we look at youth as age, physical age, all right? Mm-hmm. Let me get Matthew 20:6. I'm going to show you youth. And this is another example of what we're seeing when you got these knuckleheads that leave comments like this. All right, trying to bang on, oh, Northern Kingdom, you're doing this and you're doing that. You got hang-ups that you're out the damn spirit and you need to get over. Come on, Matthew 20:6.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 20 and verse 6.
Freedom.
And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle?
Come on.
They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive.
Right. Now, jump to verse 9.
Verse 9. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny.
Uh-huh.
But when the first came, they supposed that they should have...
When Judah came...
Yes.
because Northern Kingdom just got paid. They are youth because they are young. Timothy said, let no man despise thy youth.
Right.
But you stand fast in what you've learned in the Lord. All right. You be an example to the believers in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity. You don't fall into that same trap of rendering evil for evil. Mm. The youth is dealing with that Northern Kingdom that came later. Because, yes, the tents of Judah were raised first, right, as it is written. Go ahead. Come on, read.
But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny.
Because we all are equally promised that kingdom of heaven. Yes. All right? Go ahead. Come on.
And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house.
That's what you're seeing now.
Against Christ.
You're talking against Christ when you come with that nonsense. You think you're getting on me, the light-skinned Judah brother here,
right,
the Issacharite on the show. All right? You murmuring against Christ. Go ahead. Come on.
Same. These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat.
That's really what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say you got an issue because you see the light skin complexion bringing this scriptures out.
Right.
That's the problem that you really have.
Mm.
And in your spirit, you're not identifying it as that. So what you're trying to do is put something there that's not there,
right,
that nobody sees but you and your knuckleheads, all right? Because you saw the support we got in the – and that's just the people talking.
Right.
That's not everybody that's watching the show and the support that we have.
Mm.
You ain't gonna shit on me and my deaconship and what I'm doing.
Right.
I don't say that out of vanity. I say that because out of the humility and the service that I put in and I continue to put in. I was watching John Wick. Says, I have served and I will continue to serve.
Mm.
And he was saying that to that high table stuff.
Right, right.
I have served the Lord and I will continue to serve the Lord.
Mm.
And it says, they were vexed here. But go ahead, read on, come on.
Verse 14, take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee.
We all promise the same reward.
Right.
There's 12 tribes' names on the 12 gates in the heavenly kingdom.
Right.
So we're not going to have this discord. Go back to 1 Timothy 4 and 12. Come on.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth.
You're not going to despise that we're that 11th hour and that we came in later.
Mm.
That for millennia we were in idolatry and BS.
Right.
Because guess what? After Jerusalem fell,
you were too.
We all were.
That's it. All of us.
Go ahead. Come on, read.
Let no man despise thy youth.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm not going to let you despise that because that's really what your despising is. It's not the nitpicking BS that you put in your comments. That's just your entryway to open your trap about that stuff, right? It says, but I'm going to be that exact. So let no man despise it means, yes, hell yeah, I'm going to talk against it. But what? Come on.
Be thou an example of the believer.
But I'm going to bring scriptures, and I'm going to be an example and show you that I walk the walk, all right? Not just talk it. Come on.
In word.
Come on.
In conversation.
Come on.
In charity.
In my love for every tribe's men, for all 12 tribes. Come on.
In spirit.
Come on.
In faith. In purity.
In faith and in purity. All right? So come on. Get out of here.
I got you. I got
no,
you.
No, they're terrible with sound effects out there,
bro. I got you.
They've been terrible with that stuff, bro.
Wisdom of Solomon 1. Wisdom of Solomon 1 and verse 16.
I got you. Hey, you know what? Bruh. We're going to put in the submission for the procaster. I'm going to have it here. I'm going to do the sound effects.
You're going to do it here?
Yeah. All
right.
That'll be fire, though.
I got you.
Wisdom of Solomon 1 and 16. Read that real quick.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon.
Hey, stop 1 second before you say that.
Yes, sir.
Bishop for years would tell us, because we had Ithon. We used to say he was like Northern Kingdom. We would joke with him and say, bro, you're not really Judah. You got to be Northern Kingdom.
Right.
I used to go to Ithon's house. Ithon used to come to my house. We're talking about very early back in the days. I would have him over, and he would teach us. It was me, Abiel. At the time, there was a few of the disloyal that left, and he would teach us. And when we went into the Bronx camp, we were under Ithon, and we were built up there, and we were doing stuff there. And one thing that was always said, and Ithon would say it too, but Bishop would always say it, y'all got to be able to stick up for yourselves. Because they're aware. Bishop and Ithon would always tell us, he said, listen, they're going to come for you.
That's fact.
And y'all got to be able to prove in the scriptures that you are the children of the book, and you got to be able to stand up for your tribes.
Damn.
He said, because they're going, you have a different fight in some respects
mm-hmm.
than what we have, because you're going to have to also fight inside for that acceptance.
Right. Damn.
And it's not their acceptance, but it's to validate what the scripture says and to show where they're off. That's why Timothy says, let no man despise thy youth. Don't let them.
Study to show thyself approved unto God and man.
I believe Timothy, because Timothy was Northern Kingdom. His father was a Greek, so it doesn't say specifically.
It doesn't say, but we would
that's
surmise
right. Put that up. Let's
that
go.
that he was, right?
Right, right. Oh, gosh. What the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
Put that up. Damn. Let's go.
Your car is there. Yeah. Holy stuff. Was it published? That might even be older than 13 years, and it was just published 13 years ago.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Just play. No sound. We don't need to play.
Wow. And in that picture, only two are still here. Wow.
Damn. Play. Turn it up a little. Turn it up. Read.
Then I lifted up mine eyes, and look, and behold, a certain man.
So Daniel saw a certain man.
Well, they weren't even thinking about the truth when this was
clothed in linen.
When the long garment guy had.
Whose loins were girded with fine gold. His body also was like the barrel.
I mean, he wore a greenish garment. Go ahead.
And his face has the appearance of light.
No mic, nothing. You just gotta exalt the voice.
All around his body from his great power. Because why? He's the Son of God. Look at this. He has
look at this.
Power.
He's just out there, bro. The only white skin out there, bro. Brother right here. Look at the brother on the screen, and look at the brother across from me.
Bro, I had no beard, bro. Damn. Yeah, man. Wow, you took me back, bro. You took me way, way back.
Wow.
I don't watch myself, so I didn't even know this video was up there like that.
I was still in high school, bro.
Wow. Damn, bro.
Wow.
You were still in high school. Bro, so I know it's youth according to the scriptures because Northern Kingdom coming in last.
Right.
But I ain't young in this, man. I've been here a little while. I've been through the reading. I've been through brothers. Now you go out, you get a shirt, you get the. We didn't even have none of that, man. We didn't even have none of that. Wow, bro, you took me back, bro.
That's
with that,
crazy, bro.
You took me back with that. Damn.
Putting in breaks.
Bring out your scripture. Bring out your scripture.
Start at verse 12.
Verse 12.
So just counsel to all those gainsayers and those that want to be on a contrary part. Read that.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1 verse 12.
Read out.
Seek not the death. In the error of your life.
If you was talking contrary to the Lord, because that's what we've established, is God's will is to join the 12 tribes together as one stick, right? So don't seek death in the error of your life, because when you speak against the 12 tribes being joined as one, you do err. Read.
And pull not upon yourself destruction with the works of your hands.
Let's get more on that. Verse 16.
But ungodly men with their works.
The ungodly men that want to continue moving that way with their works, because we just saw the works of Deacon Joshua. It's been going on for years. And this is just one example of the many works he's put in over the years. Read.
And words.
And the words, because when he brought out the parable, it was the murmuring that happened when the 11th hour came and the reward was coming. We had murmuring happening. So by their works and by their words, what did they do?
To them.
They called what? That death to them. The second death of your soul. Read.
For when they thought to have it, their friend.
You thought you were going to have it as your friend. Hold on to it and to exalt yourself in vainglory. I'm the tribe of Judah. I'm the tribe of this. Read.
They consumed to naught.
Read.
And made a covenant with it.
You made a covenant in agreement with death, because all this is still the white man's philosophy that you're holding on to.
Right.
This is oppression. You've been destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You're still holding on to Willie Lynch. Read.
Because made a covenant with them because they are worthy to partake with it.
You are worthy to take part with that second death if you don't embrace who the 12 tribes of Israel are and that we will be joined again as one nation under Christ.
Mm-mm-mm. Hey, that's not even, we didn't have official pages then. Somebody said I look 23. I was 33 if this was 13 years ago, I was 33.
That's crazy,
bro. Yep, I was 33. Damn, man, you took me back, boy.
Hey,
I
that shirt
that.
Dope,
yeah,
bro.
You remember,
I remember
that?
I remember when that camp spot got hot, bro, and there was no shade.
Hey, go forward. I think it was like the sun came out later. At the end.
Did it?
Right there, right there.
Oh, man.
Look. Oh.
Wow.
Damn.
Yep. And I think I was already I was already a couple years in at this point.
Man, that's crazy.
I was already about 2 years in.
Full screen. Your brother's...
Yeah, it's like 2-3 years in at this point.
Just getting out of high school.
Yeah, 2-3 years in. Now, I was already in my 30s, man. You were getting out of high school?
I was getting out of high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm. That's crazy, bro. That puts a different spin on that. You were in high school.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there on the streets. That's wild, bro. That's crazy. I can't believe y'all found that. Yeah, you see how it was only 55 subscribers on that page and... 14. That was a lot for us back then. 1,400 views. 2010.
Well, I think that's throughout time.
All right, Joe Pesci. Yeah, people have said the Joe Pesci thing. no. You know what? We've retired that particular version of the representation of Christ. That's retired. That will not be coming back. We could try to do a white one with the new image that we got with the AI joint there. That image is retired.
The water's real.
Damn, man, you're getting me nostalgic with that one.
Yo,
you're getting me nostalgic.
He ain't new to this. Mm-hmm. He true to this.
Right.
Come on, y'all.
Anyway, gosh, where do I start? We got to start with the other video that I did.
You want to do the...
The one we showed last week. Because we didn't really talk about that one.
About the
Fernando. I thought I'm still here. He in the Philly camp. Right. If you want more details as to why you don't see him as much, you can ask your camp leader.
That should have been
information that was known amongst us. Mm-hmm. Athan is doing well. Athan is doing well.
All
out
praises
there in the Northeast. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All praises.
Shout out.
Texting him
a little a week or two ago. So you know. I'm terrible at like. Just being casual, talking to people.
Yes.
I'm horrible.
I know.
if that's a mark of being a friend, like let's get on the phone and like talk and stuff like that. I'm terrible at that. I'm a bad friend if that's what you're looking for.
I learned from you. Right. I actually
But I'll stand by you in this truth.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll stand by you in this truth. I'll work with you when we are together. We'll be. What do they say? Nose to the grindstone.
Oh, that was
so
Eli who found that video.
Wow, Eli found that. He said, I had to scrape for that vid. Wow, bro. And that's probably...
I've never seen that.
I'm not going to say that's the first time we went out, but it's close to it. It's close. I mean, I used to go out when they were in Brooklyn, but then they made us all fall back because we didn't know. We were like more in awe taking notes than we were like giving flyers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they made us all sit down. And that's when, like, the early versions of MOV, as far as IUIC is concerned, they've had different issues of that program in different schools, came into place where we got built up. And, like, I think I've told you guys some of this before. This entitlement that I see brothers have now with rank amazes me because it was a promotion for us to get stood up to go read at camp.
Right.
Mm. I remember, I think it was my second or third Passover. And they called my name. Captain Abiel was there with me. Just members. We were members. A few other brothers that are no longer with us. And they told us, report to camp next Sabbath to be armor bearers. And armor bearer meant you read and you gave out flyers and you held post. And that was it. We didn't even go and teach. So this kind of entire – and I remember, man, that was like a big deal. It was like a – so before they would announce promotions, they would announce that you could go to camp. The same way we announce promotions and people cheer and applaud, that's what happened for us to go to read. That's what happened for us to go to read. They're like, you're good enough to come and read now in camp.
Right.
Crazy, bro. Crazy. Yeah. Anyway, we're switching gears. We're switching gears because – we got a lot of stuff to cover.
Let's get it.
And then I guess the spirit brought it that way, but we're going to deal with this. All right.
Mm-mm-mm.
So we're dealing with my man, Graybeard. All right.
He brings out some good stuff, bro.
Yes. And then we'll see what he says on this one. And then I want to bring out the other one where he talks about the Alpha the Alpha Widow thing, all right? And we're gonna dive into that a little bit.
Is that the neuroplasticity?
No, there's so much overlap with a lot of this stuff, but we're gonna build.
Let's get it.
We're gonna build. All right. Go ahead. Come on.
A question in my DMs about having set boundaries going into a relationship, but I think it's more useful to think in terms of frame.
I'm sorry.
I didn't notice that.
I just noticed that. You got the taco meat sticking out. Let's go back.
Go back and turn it up a little.
I got the taco meat.
I didn't notice that. Now I can't stop looking at it. God damn.
Go ahead. Come on.
Question in my DMs about having set boundaries going into a relationship, but I think it's more useful to think in terms of frame. Anything that violates or seeks to take a man out of his frame is a crossed boundary. My go-to example for a man holding frame is he has a pre-dawn workout schedule. The new girlfriend wants him to sleep in, snuggle, but he sticks to his workout schedule.
Stop. So this goes into and it overlaps with that other video with the nine things of like getting her ego in check. Right. And he calls it staying in your frame. Mm-hmm. And he's basically saying that if you have a disciplined routine that you don't let that be broken. And it's not to say that you don't have the occasional thing that you might do for – your wife or the sister that you're proving or what have you. But what he's saying is you show more value by staying in your frame than caving anything else, right? And I'm going to give you an example of that in a little bit. Go ahead.
Damn.
This matters. Frame is also what a man allows. For example.
Stop. So, a lot of times I've told brothers, your wife does what you allow her to do.
Right.
And it don't mean that there's a bad brother that doesn't try, but if the behavior is not changing, it's because you've allowed it. Right. And it changes one of two ways. It changes that she does what you want, right? Or she just doesn't do that anymore because you don't tolerate it. Mm-hmm. But either way, you're not letting that take you out of your frame or letting that behavior, for example, be publicly displayed in a negative fashion.
Right.
Because what a lot of these sisters don't realize, and they fail to realize, especially these married ones, is that you represent your Lord's house.
Yes.
You represent your Lord's house in every frame and every manner.
Yes.
Just like if you see a little kid acting out.
Right.
What are you going to think when you see a little kid being bad? And I'm not talking about one-offs. I'm talking about consistently bad.
Like, damn, that's a – he does at home?
You're saying you're the parent, the mom or dad. The mom or dad is not doing what they do.
Right.
The same thing with your wife. When your wife is acting out in public and out of character, it starts to bring you into question on those things, right? And sisters don't realize that they're dragging their Lord's name and reputation through the dirt with that type of stuff, right?
Can I read something for you?
Yeah.
Where we at?
Proverbs 31. The scripture says that, and we're going to go to Proverbs 31.
And then I don't want to forget about dealing with the frame and coming out the frame. I want to go to Ezra's, where Zerubbabel talks about the woman being strong.
Right.
Okay.
Proverbs 31. Sisters love Proverbs 31, but they forget to go over some of these after ones about her prices of far but rubies. Well, let's go to verse 23.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 31 and verse 23.
Start at verse 10 and then verse 23.
Verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Right. Now verse 23.
Verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land.
So what does that mean? The way you act is going to reflect to your husband. He's known. So if you're out of order, guess what? He sitteth, watch this, it says he sitteth among the elders. So they're going to be like, yo, what's up with your wife, bro?
Right.
Yo, what's up with your wife? Yo, you're up here with us. You got rank, and your wife is out of order. She doesn't represent you in a good light. Read it again.
Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. And you know that's the opposite side, too.
Yes.
Because when you look at, if she's doing works in the body, men notice.
Yes.
And then she brings glory to his name. That's the 1 Corinthians 11, where she brings that honor to his name.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I get a script?
Yeah. What's
Sirach. That? Sirach, real quick. 26.
Sirach, 26.
26 and verse 26.
The book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse 26.
Freedom!
A woman that honoreth her husband
right.
shall be judged wives of all.
When men see that you're bringing honor to your husband, that's how men understand that you are wise.
Yes. Right. We showed a clip. I forgot who it was one time where it spoke about that. I think it was Tate who said it.
Right.
And he says, when you see your woman acting a certain way, he used the example of, like, you know, the men were there.
Hanging
and she was
out.
Like, yeah, you guys want me to make y'all something or whatever. Now, that's a very small example of it, but you look at it in a grander scale, you make your husband look good.
Yes. Right.
You make your husband look good because you're showing that you support his frame and you understand to stay in your frame, right? So go ahead. I think I had some screenshots of Abuela and that she said some stuff. Okay, y'all keep going. Y'all
Abuela,
keep
we
going.
Haven't hit Abuela in a long time, bro.
We got a bunch of stuff, bro.
We did it.
Wait, hold it. We haven't hit the marriage moments in a long time.
I didn't even show my thing with my Manly Badge of Dignity.
Mm.
They downloaded it. We got a lot of stuff. Go ahead. Y'all go.
A woman that honors her husband shall be judged wise of all.
So if you want to be judged as a wise woman, you got Susanna, you got Esther, we've got countless examples of wise women that were in the scriptures. They were judged wise of all when they honored their husbands. Read.
But she that dishonoreth him in her pride.
Because she's got pride, she doesn't know how to humble herself to exalt others better than herself.
By her actions. By the way she rolls, you dishonor him.
Read.
In her pride shall be counted ungodly of all.
Sirach 40 and 19. I got one last one.
Sirach chapter 40, verse 19.
The officer went over in Proverbs 31 that his name is known in the gates, right? Read.
Children and the building of a city continue a man's name.
So children, when we have children, we want an avenger. That's what's going to continue my name. Children, building a city. You go through the scriptures, men always sought out to build cities, to leave something after they left. They wanted to leave a legacy. Read.
That's why you have statues of certain men that did great works in that city.
Right. Read.
But a blameless wife.
A blameless wife. A wife that knows how to move wise of all, that knows how to honor her husband, that exemplifies Titus and all the things that are women that have labored in this truth, set an example to do. Read.
But a woman. But a blameless wife is counted above them both.
So a blameless wife is counted above children, an avenger. It's counted above a city being established in the earth. If you've got a blameless wife, she's going to bring more honor to your name than both of those things.
You know what? And I got this precept with Proverbs 31:23.
Which one?
This scripture. Yes, this Sirach 39, 40, and 19. I got a precept with the one I brought out.
Mm. Bruh, it's heavy.
Hey, get me the one before you play this Top G thing. It's the one where she says, wives, spend 100% of your time. It's in the topic content, holding yourself accountable. I want that and what she wrote about it, about the energy and the faults. But just have it ready. But go back. This was the clip from Tate that I was talking about when I said the wife's job is to show the man to look good.
Right.
This is why the man shouldn't have to come out. They're still dealing with what Greybeard's saying about
the frame.
Man being in his frame.
Right.
And a wife should support that frame, not try to take him out of that frame.
Right.
Your job is not, I went over this on previous episodes. The husbandry, there's a reason agriculturally is called husbandry.
Mm.
Yes.
Right. All right. And husbandry is dealing with that. You deal with the land.
Right.
And your job as dealing with husbandry in the land is to what? Cultivate it, make sure it's where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nourish it so that it flourishes and that it grows. Right. It's called husbandry, not wifery. Right. Not anything feminine like that.
Right.
And there's a reason, because that same thing. That's why the scripture talks about where there's no hedge, the possession perishes, spoiled. Is the husband is the hedge for the wife, not the other way around.
Mm.
She's a strong tower. If she sees him falling or leaning,
lift him up.
She can lift him up.
Right.
But that's very different than trying to teach a man.
Mm.
I've heard things and I've seen things where, I just got to train him this. You hear that in the world a lot.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm training him to this. I'm training him to that. You don't speak about your head like that.
Me
as a man, I train you.
Right.
That's the husbandry piece, right? My thing is that's my role to you.
Mm.
And you read that in Ephesians 5 where he says, but he nourisheth it.
And
cherish
it
and present it to himself,
right?
Without spot. Let's read that real quick, because some people might get it twisted. We're going to come back to these clips, all right? Go ahead. Don't throw me off. Your timing better be good. What are you going to say?
The scriptures also say, has thou a wife after thy mind?
Right.
So
right. And the desire should. Yep.
Good job, Benson.
You didn't throw him off. Yeah. Good job, Benson. You didn't throw him off.
Go ahead. Read this.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 27.
Read
that he might present it to himself.
I think above it, it says, no man yet hate of his flesh. Can you start with that one? What you said above
sanctify with the washing of the water by the word.
Yes. Do that first.
The book of Ephesians, 5, verse 26.
No.
Actually, verse 25.
Yep. Go ahead.
Husbands, love your wives.
Right. This is we've gone over this before, but I'm because there might be some people who didn't hear it, right? Husbands, love your wives. And y'all thinking, as sisters, that this means what?
Uphold.
Y'all think that means hugs, kisses, all this other stuff. That's a part of love. That's the physical expression of love. That's not the foundation, right? Get me the other clip that Ashaya put about the boxes being in reverse.
Oh, that,
right?
Yeah, that was
okay.
Fire.
That's not the foundation,
right,
okay?
Right.
That's not the foundation. The love that most women think about, that's the icing on the cake in a marriage. But that's not the core and the foundation. And when you try to make that physicality the core and the foundation, or if you go in that direction, as you'll see when we play that clip, things don't go right, okay? The foundation is the spirituality, which means it deals with these scriptures, right? So the love that the Bible says that a husband should have for his wife is about to be explained, and it doesn't talk – it doesn't mean that there's no hugs, kisses, and physical intimacy, because intimacy is not exclusively physical.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that again. Intimacy is not exclusively physical.
Mm.
People think intimate means rod and box,
right?
Yes.
Intimacy is not exclusively physical, all right?
Exclusively, meaning
physicality is a part of intimacy, but it is not the whole of intimacy. Intimacy is what everybody really wants, but since they don't do it the right way, you never get it.
Right, and that's that you ask amiss.
Right. You ask amiss. Right. And this deals with the proving. And I think I'm going to be doing a proving and a three pillars of marriage thing for the 300 coming up next week.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to talk about this, you know, privately with the men.
Right.
We'll be a little
forward to it.
Yeah. So some of this will come out in that, but be a little different.
Hey, Deacon, with proving, because this is my first time ever even experiencing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you remove the physical, it puts more emphasis on establishing the other aspects of intimacy that come from learning each other.
Yes.
Building.
Yes. And I'm telling you, you wind up with a stronger bond if you can get through that, which is why I say the 3 years proven. And I haven't said this on air, but I said it. How did I say it? I don't want to mess it up. How did I say it? I said it in the chat. Was it in the general chat?
About what?
About the 3-year rule that I said should be. We haven't implemented that.
There was some language in there.
I want to. We're just going to warn them that there's going to be language. Sometimes we play stuff with language. So forgive my mouth. All right. Where is it? What did I say? I'm looking for it so I can read it.
Not in knowledge.
I don't remember. Oh!
That was in the general chat.
It was in the general, right?
General chat.
It was in the general. I'm scrolling through the general.
I'll find it.
Damn. Where did I say it? The statement I made about proving. And we're still, I haven't even read my Ephesians scripture yet, but what did I say? Well, why don't I just type proving? And
that's it. I was looking, final thoughts on, nope. When you're a kid.
I think it was just prove.
Damn.
Or you can take 3 years.
While we wait on
that,
brothers and sisters, the Booster Club is hot. The Booster Club is going on right now. The profits are going to travel.
Deke, it's in the topic content chat.
It is in topic content. Okay, so that's why I wasn't finding
type
it.
In,
all right, brothers and sisters.
I typed in marinate.
I'll praise. Hey, brothers and sisters, the Booster Club is
okay,
going
on. Okay, I got it. I want to read it. Go ahead. Push the Booster Club.
Yes.
We got some trips coming up.
Yes, we do.
We need your help. We need the boost.
Northern Kingdom.
The boost.
Those that,
yes,
are, those that understand prophecy, that are willing to see the 12 tribes rise.
So, brothers and sisters, donate to the Booster Club. IUIC.fundraising@IsraelUnite.org or reach out to your camp leader so you can get on the team. We're not asking you to get on this membership of $100 every month. No, understand. Sometimes it's a little bit here, a little bit there, a little $20 here, a little $40 there, a little $5 here. It's for the establishing of right. It's not a membership.
And let me tell you something. I don't ask y'all, and not that there's anything wrong with it. I know some shows will ask for you to, you know, support their camp, right? Mm-hmm. Which is cool. That's great. I don't put that on here.
Right.
Not that we can't use it and that we don't need it, but I'm always pushing Booster because I know what it does and what it's been capable of doing for us to do great things as far as how we have these international schools set up and how we've broken ground a lot of these places. So, you know, yes, make sure you're supporting your local school. Make sure you're giving your regular alms and things like that. But also support that Booster Club heavy, heavy. All right, let me run back to this. Now, this was a thought that I had, and I typed it in the group, okay? And I said I wanted to mention this on the show. And this dealing with, because you were talking about the proving.
Right,
and it makes you focus on more of that broader intimacy of, like, really getting to know somebody when you put the physical part aside, right?
Right.
And I've said this before, and I think I said it during the proving class, too, that 1 year is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you're about marriage, right? I'm going to say it differently than I've ever said it.
Bring it out.
I recommend a minimum of three. First off, let me say this. I wouldn't talk to any brother or sister that has not been here in this truth for 5 years. This is just me. I'm not saying that this isn't the Bible. This isn't some sort of thing that we say you have to do here in IUIC.
This is experience.
This is experience and me giving some advice. I would not talk to a brother or sister in a proving manner that has not been here at least 5 years learning.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for you men and you women. All right? Because I think that it takes at least that much to really try to gain control of that old man or woman.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that they've killed those demons, but that they have some control and they've learned how to fight.
They can examine.
They learned how to fight, right? That's one. Okay? This is just advice. You do whatever the hell you want to do.
Damn.
As long as it's lawful. All right? This is just advice. Okay? The other thing that I recommend is when you get to the proving aspect, we say 1 year. Like, we're not going to support a wedding feast.
Right.
Right? It's not a rule. We're just saying, you know, you're not going to do no big to-do in here.
The blessing.
The blessing.
Right.
If you don't prove at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it needs to be at least three.
Mm.
Because you're talking about marriage. And you're not talking about marriage the way the world talks about marriage, that there's an out and you can get divorced.
Right.
You're talking about forever.
Mm-hmm. So 7 years wouldn't be too much either.
7 years is not too much because Jacob waited seven.
That's what, okay.
And
yes,
he really waited 14.
Yes, right, he did.
Very true.
Because the one he really wanted, and I love that you brought that example, brother, because I'm going to say this statement, and then you let yourself get cut and bloodied on the floor if you do something different, right? Or for those of you who have done something different. So this is what I wrote in the group. I don't want to misquote myself. I said, thought for proving. If he or she is not willing to prove for 3 years, they don't want a wife or a husband. Mm. They want to fuck.
Right.
Damn. Put the beef again.
I'll warn you for the language again. We kind of warned them.
Yeah, right?
Okay. If he or she, and I'm sorry if you're offended, but I think sometimes
you need it raw.
You need it raw so that you can get it, right? If he or she is not willing to prove for 3 years, they don't want a wife or a husband. They want to fuck.
Right.
Thank you. If you're in it for a lifetime, brothers and sisters, 3 years is not a long time.
Right.
What's the rush if not to smash?
Facts.
Damn.
Ooh, you're good on that. I changed it up. I said smash instead of the F-bomb, okay? I said smash instead of the F-bomb, right? What's the rush? And I give you the example of the forefather Jacob.
Right.
He wanted Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Got tricked into Leah.
Mm.
Waited, worked, toiled for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But he really wanted Rachel so much that he honored what he needed to honor
in order to receive what he desired.
So he waited for... Do you think that he was just not talking to her?
Nah.
That first 7 years, he was getting to know Rachel.
Right, yes. Right.
Because he thought Rachel was the one he was going to marry. See, everybody just... Sometimes, man, when things are written in summation, y'all don't get it.
They don't really meditate.
Stop and think about what Jacob went through.
Right, right.
Do you think he was living there with Rachel's pops?
Mm.
and wasn't talking and getting to know Rachel those 7 years as he worked and toiled.
Right.
And so he knew, and he had that intimacy like the video we're going to show.
Right. Yes.
Properly built up. Yes, initially what opened the door was the physical that he saw in her.
Mm.
Right.
But if he would have learned something about her during those first 7 years that he didn't like, do you think he would have waited another 7 to marry her after just – he would have just left with Leia and said, the hell with this.
No.
But he waited 14 years in total because he built that thing up in the proper way. And he wanted a wife, not a smash, because he could have stopped once he got married with Leia.
Yes. Right.
He was getting buns.
Right.
She was bringing forth kids.
Right.
So he really, really understood that he wanted a wife.
Yes, he did.
So for you brothers, just in case you're watching at home because you can't hear it here, that are talking about, I'm going to do a one-year prove, all the understanding that the Lord has seen fit to come out with this proven stuff.
Right.
Are going to do a freaking one-year proving.
Right.
Or to try to acquiesce, to try to placate leadership. I'm going to do 16 months or 18 months.
Mm.
You're not doing anything but selling yourself short. And listen, even if an 18-month marriage winds up working out beautifully.
Right, right.
How much stronger would that marriage be if you took the extra time before you got the confusion of the physical in the mix?
To build a solid
foundation. To build a solid foundation. And that takes me to this.
Can I? Go ahead.
Hey. Intimacy. Physical is the smallest box. There's only so much intimacy you can have in physical intimacy.
Uh-huh.
There's only so long you can go. This is how our culture builds.
I've said that before. Like, there's only
so many ways, so many things.
Freaking Malek wanted to. I said, what's an encounter? 15 minutes, maybe 30, right?
45.
He said, 45 for 1 hour.
Stop it. Get some help.
Get out of here with that nonsense. That's not all the time.
Nope.
There's no way that every time you're going, who has time for that?
Nah.
Who has time for that?
Nah.
45 minutes an hour every time that y'all get together. I'm not saying it's not possible, but. Really?
On a regular basis?
On average,
you're
doing 15, 20 minutes. It feels longer.
Right.
Right? You only got like 50 or so pumps, depending on what you got, right? It don't take an hour for 50 pumps.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Malek,
like, what the hell is this?
And Mr. Malek is up there.
You must be taking like an intermission if you're going 45 minutes to an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Or them blue boys.
There's a pause. There's a pause in the pumping action if you're going 45 to an hour. Or you got some.
Yo.
Or you might need to check your estrogen. That thing might be too high that you can't. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
anyway,
break,
so in the bigger scheme of things, let's say you did it every day.
Right.
Except the menstrual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you did it 7 days a week,
mm-hmm.
right? On an average of 15, 20 minutes, right? That's nothing in the bigger scheme. And now you got to be with this person the other 23 hours and 45 minutes.
Damn it.
Right?
That's true. Yeah.
What do you have? Physical intimacy is not exclusively intimacy.
Right.
There's other things. And dealing with Jacob, he understood that, which is why. Because you got to ask, why would he wait 14 years? He got a wife.
Right.
He's having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And not just wait. Busting his ass,
grinding,
making her pops money.
Right.
What does the scripture say about he suffered wrongfully?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. So, go ahead, run this back. Run it back all the way to the beginning. I'm not gonna interrupt it. I'm not gonna interrupt. I hope.
Go ahead.
The levels of intimacy. Physical is the smallest box. There's only so much intimacy you can have in physical intimacy.
Uh-huh.
There's only so long you can go. This is how our culture builds. Start with the sex first, get the connection. How do they look? Oh, do y'all have fun together? And then intellectual intimacy. Then we try to pile on spirituality.
When now, life... I love this. Now, this is some Christian pastor stuff.
Yeah. Right.
But I love... And he's married to a heathen. But don't focus on that part.
Right.
Because I know somebody will say some stupid stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and look, I'm using a black man as a positive example.
Hey.
Come on,
look at
man.
God.
I'm sorry.
Won't
I had to throw
it?
That in there. I had to throw that in there.
Won't he do it? Yeah, this brother always with that. Look at God.
No, you don't have to still pay a dowry to take a wife. Okay. So he shows you the reverse.
Right.
And if you start on physicality and then the things you like, and then you think the intellectual and the spiritual is going to be built later, this is what you wind up with.
So that's what he says. He says this is how society today has
this
us.
This is how he says society sets you up.
Right.
To
yes.
Do it. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Come on.
When storms come, all of a sudden let go. This is what happens. But this is what God wants to do. He wants people that will start by saying, God, I'm going to pursue you. Once I know that this person is in love with Jesus, then I can start going
for
the...
Stop. So let me tell you something. Guess what? The biggest box, the widest foundation, is the easiest one in this truth when you're proving.
Damn!
If you don't talk to somebody that hasn't been here at least 5 years.
Because they built up their foundation.
They've already... First of all, you're talking to somebody
Damn!
Here.
Right.
You're talking to somebody here that has... In 5 years, I give you a decent amount of respect and say you've been through some stuff.
Yes.
The laws are being applied.
You've Galatians 5:17 did a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You fell down. You picked yourself up a little.
The spirit and the flesh have warred.
Yes.
And you're learning to win some battles.
You've seen some stuff.
You've seen other people be judged. The spiritual part is actually the easiest part.
Damn.
The foundation is laid when you wait for them to have some time in this and they're repentant. And then now you have something to actually talk about and work on together. Right? Go ahead. Come on.
It's because my brother's back there being...
intellectual. Because how many know when God starts changing your spirit, he'll start changing your mind. Then it gets social.
So now he gets... Now he's doing the preachy thing.
Yeah, but it's fire.
He says, so now, through that at least 3 year proving, that intellectual now is built on different than if you were proving someone in the world because you have the spiritual foundation. So now the Most High is dealing with you in a different way, in a different understanding. What were you going to bring up?
Can I get a scripture?
Wait, let me see. What is it?
Sirach 7.
Go ahead.
And 26.
Go ahead.
Hey, and Deacon, just being improving. After a certain amount of time, you start to run out of things that you think about talking about. So you're challenged to be more intellectual. You got to speak. You got to find new ways to continue to build.
You know what?
Where we at? 7 and 26?
Come on.
The book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 7 and verse 26. Hast thou a wife after thy mind?
Mm-hmm.
Forsake her not. But give not thyself over to a light woman.
Oh, and neither should you give yourself over to a light man. And if they have not been here at least 5 years, they are light.
Yes.
They are light. Brother and sister, they are light. The brother will be, the man will always be ahead because of the way the Most High created him to receive his word.
Right.
All right? He will always be ahead of the woman. But all things being equal as far as time and repentance and things that they got to deal with, and then let's not forget the spirits and the different ones that we all deal with.
Right.
That you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
13 on average.
Yeah.
And then if you were homosexual, 20-something.
26. Something
right?
Like that,
something like that in that regard. Are you done on that scripture? Because I want to bring
it.
A scripture.
Go ahead.
All right. Let me get Sirach 39. This is mainly speaking about the men, but in a more subdued aspect, some of this applies to a woman, at least as far as her and her own walk. But this is the steps that happen once you have the spiritual foundation, and this is why the intellectual comes out different. Go ahead, read this. Start at 1. We're going to do 1 through 9, okay?
The book of Sirach, chapter 39 and verse 1. But he that giveth his mind to the law of the Most High, and is occupied in the meditation
if
thereof.
If you're here and you came here for a spouse, Bishop was talking about that in his last class. It shouldn't be here because some of you are only here and you're still here 7-8 years later because you're looking for a spouse.
Damn.
You got no type of works. You got nothing to show for it. Woe is me. You blame everybody and everything for your circumstances, right? And
and that's for the single ones. Then you got the ones that are married and they don't do nothing.
Right.
And who knows what the hell they're here for, right? And I'm not saying everybody has to have rank and everything like that, but you should see some difference. You should see some growth, right? But it says your first few years in this walk should be giving your mind to the law. And let me tell you something as a woman, how that's so important.
Mm.
Because it shows that you can put something above your needs.
Mm.
It shows that you can be in subjection to the Lord as far as putting yourself in a frame of mind where you're working on building yourself and your character and putting away your things. So I laugh when I hear a 2-year or 3-year sister talk. And I'm not saying there haven't been some marriages that are doing okay, but that's what we know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, what might be happening in the background or when the big trial comes, we don't know what's going to happen
mm-hmm.
there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says this at the end, even if you do this the right way,
right.
The marriage will have trials.
Yeah, trouble in the flesh.
Right, trouble in the flesh. But let's keep reading this. Come on.
But he that giveth his mind to the law of the Most High and is occupied in the meditation thereof will seek out the wisdom of all the ancient and be occupied in prophecy.
You should be occupied your first 5 years in this walk in understanding and embracing these scriptures. Okay, go ahead, come on.
He will keep the sayings of the renowned men, and where subtle parables are, he will be there also. He will seek out the secrets of grave sentences and be conversant in dark parables.
Come on.
He shall serve among great men.
You will have offices. You will have offices, and not just have them, but that you're diligent in. That you're because people have offices and they shit on them all the time.
Right.
You will be diligent in them. Go ahead, come on.
He will seek out the secrets of grave sentences and be conversant in dark parables. He shall serve among great men and appear before princes. He will travel through strange
countries. And this is why I say this is mostly geared towards the men, but there's pieces of this that you can pluck out that a sister can go through, right?
Right.
Maybe we should write one for the sisters. The steps of how it goes through. Not verses in the Bible, but like a little thing.
Bishop already studied prayer.
But this gives a little more detail, right? Go ahead, come on.
For he hath tried the good and the evil among men.
Hey, and it's okay to work behind the scenes. Guess what? For many years, I worked behind the scenes.
Right.
Not everybody knew all the labors I was putting in for years.
Right.
This, brother, is the behind the scenes.
I'll tell you what. For whatever you see me do, that's just like, you know, the iceberg. They say that's just the tip.
Yeah.
There's so much more that's done behind the scenes, right? But go ahead, come on. So there's nothing wrong with behind the scenes work. The Lord sees that. The point is that the Lord sees it. And when the Lord sees it, this is what it – just we'll keep reading because it tells you at the end of the day, the Lord is the one that puts you in that frame of mind where you're ready to build upon it. You got to build your own spiritual foundation before you can think that you're going to build – anything,
right.
Let alone another spiritual foundation with somebody else.
Right.
Go ahead, come on.
He will give his heart to resort early to the Lord that made him, and will pray before the Most High.
You know what else this goes with in 1 Corinthians 7, where he says, "Him that is unmarried will care for the things of the Lord."
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
This is what that's going into. You're going to give yourself early to that because you're not focused on, I need to get somebody. Right. Go ahead, come on.
And will open his mouth in prayer and make supplication for his sins when the great Lord will. He shall be filled with the spirit of understanding.
I've gone over this in different aspects, different times. I'm rushing through it now, but there's so much here when you really sit down and dissect the process that happens here. This, what he's speaking about here, what he's summing up in 9-10 verses, okay, is a summation of a lifetime of labor and submission to the Lord and his commandments in this walk. But you can build a solid foundation to build more upon. Right?
Right.
And I think, again, it's you can't really put a time frame to it, but that first 5 years is critical. Go ahead. Come on. Read on.
Verse 6, when the great Lord will.
And this is why I said don't worry about the behind-the-scenes work because God sees it.
Yes.
And if you put in this work and you built yourself up, right, and not just doing an office. See, the ones that do an office to be seen of people.
You don't get the spiritual growth.
You don't get the spiritual growth of it.
No.
Oh, I'm putting in bricks. Yeah, you serve a function.
Right.
Yes.
Some aspect of something is getting done because you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing it to be seen of people, spiritual aspect and the spiritualness of that spiritual work does not resonate in your spirit to change you. Right?
Right.
Go ahead. Come on.
When the great Lord will.
So when God then, come on, what?
He shall be filled with the spirit of understanding.
That's when he gives you something to build intellect on.
Mm.
Once the spiritual is in place. Go ahead. Come on.
He shall pour out wise sentences and give thanks unto the Lord in his prayer. He shall direct his counsel and knowledge, and in his secret shall he meditate. He shall sow forth that which he hath learned.
You will know them by their fruit. Go ahead, come on.
And shall glory in the law of the covenant of the Lord. Many shall commend his understanding, and so long as the world endureth, it shall not be blotted out. His memorial shall not depart away, and his name shall live from generation to generation.
Get me the one where it says, where can a learned man change his ways?
Yes, sir.
All right.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 9.
You're up. That's it.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
Right. So it's talking about a changing of somebody. That's why I say you got to wait. You got to sit on that thing for a little while, right? Go ahead. Come on.
By taking heed thereto, according to thy word.
Right. Take heed according to thy word. Psalms 19 and 7 now. Go ahead. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 19 and verse 7.
You got to get the spiritual in you first before you have any type of intellect to deal with approving and a marriage the way God wants it to be. Go ahead, come on.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
That's what changes you, is the law of the Lord. Go ahead, come on.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Making wise the simple. Now you have some intellect to build upon. And then with those things comes the social, as we'll get back into the video, where you can say, oh, what type of movies you like? Oh, what's and have that type of conversation and not be swept away in the BS,
right,
in the fancy words. You'll have some discernment. You'll have some understanding.
Not tossed to and fro with every wind of
right.
doctrine.
You're not going to be gamed and spoken to and sweet talk.
Right.
And this is why we discourage all this. You're not going to do this thing like you did in the world, you know, a month in, you're trying to give gifts and flowers and all this other stuff like that. That's deceptive type behavior. That goes to show you not in the right spirit trying to do that stuff. A sister want to cook 2 months in. Mm. Oh, I want him to taste all the food. Yeah, I know what's behind that type. It's not a sin. But I know what's behind
right.
that type of stuff.
That's the word of God is quick, but it discerns the intents of the hearts of men.
Yeah.
That's the intent behind what you're doing.
It's not a sin to prepare, oh, I want him to try my cooking. Not a sin in that.
Right.
But you know when you do that thing real early on in that thing, what you're trying to do.
Entice.
You're trying to entice.
Right.
Same thing with the man. Oh, you know, is it all right if I buy her some flowers? If I do this? You're trying to entice.
Mm.
And it's frowned upon early in that proving because it goes to show that you've not matured in how to seek a spouse.
That's heavy.
You're
Dang.
Trying to do that dating shit.
Yeah.
Part of my language.
You're
I'm
trying
so sorry.
To do that worldly stuff. Yeah.
See, can I get two scriptures real quick? And it's going to go right into what we're talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
Sirach 19 and 20, real quick.
I haven't drank any water.
Sirach 19 and 20.
Give me one second.
Because he said, Deegan, what he's going into is the solid foundation, the spiritual first, taking time to build, get the foundation built on Christ. The law of the Lord is what we have to give our minds to and meditate continually so we can establish that foundation within ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can be joined unto another. You got the law is perfect, converting the soul. That's what's going to change us, like Deacon was bringing out. Read that real quick.
The book of Sirach, chapter 19, verse 20.
Read it.
Fear the Lord. I'm sorry.
Read it.
I'm sorry.
He's our guy Friday, bro. it's so funny because you hear the door like, shh.
And then he comes in with
the smile to get me the water. I appreciate you, Eli. I appreciate you, Officer Eli. I'm like, I have my water. I just haven't drank it. He heard me say, I haven't drank any water, and he goes to bring me a bottle.
Like, that's like with David
and
the monument.
That's beautiful. That is like with David. And I was just going to say that. That's beautiful. I appreciate you, brother. I got enough in my cup here, but thank you more than I thank you for bringing more.
Thank all
you.
Praise.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. He just threw you off, right? He like came in off. That's the stuff off camera that they don't see, bro.
Right,
that would be
right.
hilarious. But go ahead. Come on.
Sirach 19, verse 20. The fear of the Lord is the...
Read it one more time.
The fear of the Lord is all wisdom.
So fearing God is where we get all wisdom.
Yeah. And then all wisdom is the performance of the law.
Because the law is what's going to convert us. That's what's going to change us, right? It says it's making wise the simple because we make simple decisions. We've never learned how to build on a proper foundation, right? Go to Proverbs 20:24.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just realized my wife pulled get them by their stomach. Yes, I met my wife in the world.
Damn.
And one of the things I had in my head was, because most of you sisters is terrible out there. Some of y'all, let me not say in the truth, but in the world, a lot of y'all don't cook, all right? A lot of y'all don't have any type of homemaker qualities.
Right.
So
right.
I, She put it because she knows. That was one of the things I said she got me. Like, she threw down a whole meal for me and stuff
right.
like that.
Damn.
And then I found out later she didn't even make all of it. Her sister made some. My wife's a cook. No, my wife's a very good cook. It's not that she can't cook the same things, but she had a little help. She denies it now, but she think I forgot. Depending on what it is, my memory's like an elephant. You know they say elephants can remember
stuff from way
back. She try to be slick and don't think that I don't remember that she said her sister made like a couple of the dishes of what she made me and stuff like that. Yes, or you'll get them by their stomach, and then, you know, you'll have to grow into. I mean, she and I always talk about this. We wish we would have known and understood this when we were talking and stuff like that, because we probably wouldn't have had as much bumps as we had, you know? So, but go ahead. I'm sorry. She put that, and then she put a picture of the pollo and the pasta and so, the emoji. Right?
Proverbs 24?
Yes, sir. Read verse 3.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Through wisdom is in house building.
Read it again.
Through wisdom is in house building.
Right.
So through wisdom, that's how a house is built. When you look at, we're trying to build a spiritual house. It starts with us applying the laws and being changed into a new man, a new woman. But at the same time, we're also trying to build households that can stay together. No longer single parent households building off of sex, and then it's one person left, there's a divorce. We want a household to be built with a husband, a wife, and children under God's order. Wisdom is about order. Read.
And by understanding, it is established.
And by understanding, it's established. Now, you can go back to Sirach. Deacon went over the scriptures. The Lord, when the great Lord will, you shall be filled with the spirit of understanding. And when you're filled with that spirit of understanding, that's when your foundation is going to be established. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at it, it says that wisdom is the chief. There's 1 Corinthians 1, where it talks about wisdom is Christ, right?
Yep.
That's the foundation that we're all building on. And we want to establish the foundation before we move forward.
Hey, can I continue this out real quick? Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 1. About wisdom, establishing a house, getting married, the foundation. Watch this.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, and verse 4.
Verse 1.
Wisdom reaches from one end to another.
So it's talking about wisdom. Verse 2.
Verse 2. I loved her and sought her out from my youth.
Now, remember, we're going over Jacob and Leah and Rachel, right?
Right.
Watch this. Read it again.
I loved her and sought her out from my youth.
That says he sought her out. Come on.
I desired to make her my spouse, and I was a lover of her beauty.
Doesn't mean he made her a spouse yet. He had to learn. Watch this. Jump down to verse 9.
Verse 9. Therefore, I purpose to take her to me.
So when you start reading, he says all the beautiful works of wisdom, right? And he's talking about marriage. He's saying, I saw her. I wanted her from my youth. I desire to make her my spouse. Verse 9.
Therefore, I purpose to take her to me to live with me, mm-hmm. knowing that she would be a counselor of good things.
Come on.
And a comfort in cares and grief.
Now watch this. Jump down to verse 21.
Verse 21.
So after he marries her, come on.
Nevertheless, when I perceived that I could not otherwise obtain her, except God gave her me,
mm-hmm.
that was a point of wisdom also, to know whose gift she was. I prayed unto the Lord and besought him, and with my whole heart I said.
And then he keeps going. But
that's
understand,
heavy.
Understand,
that's
wisdom,
heavy.
You build your foundation. And you got to do this with the sister as well.
Right.
Y'all want to get married. And your foundation has to be strong. It has to be like
but,
this.
But you don't know how to be married to wisdom, so let alone how you're going to do something else. And
right.
that wisdom is how a house is built, is what you got to understand. So that's why that it has to be done in God's order and in God's way.
Right.
And you push. And listen, you're bound after that regardless.
Right.
But is it going to be your best scenario? Is that house going to be the most durable to be
right.
able to stand and weather the storm? Only time will really tell
right.
if that's the case. But once you take that step, you got to abide by what the scriptures say in that regard,
right.
you know?
And yep. Deacon, it talks about a silent and loving woman's a gift of the Lord, right? Can I get two more things? Real quick, James 1.
This guy.
James
1
and 17.
He told me you're going to do that and then go back to
I
this.
Apologize.
Can I finish this video first
yes,
before
sir,
we before, and then go back to
yes,
that?
Sir.
All right. So now we got to run it back now because we lost some of the sense.
Yes,
right?
we did. Yes,
so
we did.
Go all the way back.
Yes,
come on.
Okay.
Bring it out.
And then we'll rehash the part.
The power hour plus.
A little bit. I got to get some sleep, bro. I'm trying to keep my recoveries. You know?
On 97.
No, I think I've only gotten like a 97 once. It was like 94 today, but go ahead. Come on.
Four levels of intimacy. physical is the smallest box. There's only so much intimacy you can have in physical intimacy.
Hey, and you know what I like? He said that spiritual is intimacy. And it's the biggest box.
Right.
It's the biggest foundation.
Yeah.
If you two can connect spiritually, right? And first it starts with this, like what we just read about wisdom and learning to seek it and all that stuff like that. If you two are able to prove and connect spiritually, that's the deepest, most sincerest form of intimacy that there is.
Mm.
Damn.
That spiritual connection.
Mm.
Before you get to a physical touch, before you get to any type of intellect shared where you have stimulating conversation together, before you get to the social aspect of the fun you might have together, the movies you like, the drinks you like, right? The social things like that. The spiritual, he said those, he calls those the levels of intimacy. That's the stuff that intimacy is made of. Right? I make a meatloaf, right?
Right, right.
It has ground beef.
Uh-huh.
You got your seasonings,
right,
right?
Right?
Sometimes some people throw some breadcrumbs in there,
you know,
right?
Yeah.
And then depending on what style you're making, you know, savory or traditional, you throw a little ketchup mustard thing on top, little barbecue sauce, whatever, right?
Ketchup. You need the
you
ketchup.
Know,
yeah.
Right? You throw that's a little coating on the top, right?
Right.
Any one of those things on their own or out of order or in the wrong proportions, you have a mess of a meal. You have death in the pot.
Mm.
And that goes for any type of thing, right? Icing goes on the cake at the end, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, you have to build the thing the right way for it to taste right, for it to present itself right, and for it to satisfy you the way you want it to satisfy you. I'm using the food as the example, right? There's components to an end dish. You're not going to sit there and eat ketchup by yourself, right?
Facts.
I mean, some people, yes, I know you got these off cravings, but will it sustain you?
No.
So think about it. If you go into something with just the physicality at your core.
Come on.
If you,
come on, Lenny.
If you go into something with just the physicality at the core,
right? Yeah.
It's not going to be enough.
Right.
You may love ketchup. But ketchup is a condiment, which is almost like a complement to the rest of the meal.
Right.
So again, meatloaf as the example. Any of those things by themselves, right, you might desire, but it's not. There's not enough nutrients in ketchup.
Right.
And that's the topping. That's the last thing. So when you go into it and you have those things out of order, out of whack, and mostly, he says, society teaches you in reverse.
Yes.
Then it's not sustainable.
It has a lot of sugar.
So, and it's the same with God. He started in the book and everything we experience with the end in mind first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like you just said, the finished product.
Right.
That's heavy.
Right. And that's the beauty of when you're cooking stuff, right?
Right.
Like I made you guys the pizza, right?
Yeah.
It starts off as flour, water.
Deep, put it down.
And some salt.
Bruh. Right.
I didn't get the trap, but yeah,
and
man.
And out of that, oh, that's right. You didn't get it. It starts off with flour, water, and salt.
Right.
And with that flour, water, and salt, and there's certain aspects and things, right? At the end, right, I was able to
delicious
press
goodness.
That dough out. I made right. y'all was killing them pizzas.
Yeah.
I banged out what, 8 or 10 of them in a row?
I was hoping for 8 or 10 more.
I was
man,
I was
look,
killing them pizzas,
that
right?
Pizza and, looked like the commercial.
And it started with all these simple components.
Right.
Right? But the flour by itself, you gonna eat the flour?
No, you can't.
Nasty, right? You're gonna right. be right by right. itself. The water, okay, it'll keep you hydrated, but where's the other nourishment that you need?
Mm.
The salt by itself, what it's going to do.
Mm.
But you put those three things together, I got that beautiful dough.
Mm.
Then I made that sauce and put the cheese on top and all of that other stuff,
and
right?
You followed each step.
And I followed each step the way it was supposed to be, right?
Right.
Then I put it in the oven to cook. That's the consummation of the marriage.
Right,
and what
right.
came out of that was a delicious, crispy, doughy, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Why are you making us hungry, bro? You first started with burgers, and now you're going to lasagna,
you know,
and now you're going to pizza?
I haven't made a pizza since that day because I made so many, I was exhausted. I've been wanting to make some pizzas again, so I got to
hook me up. I wasn't there that day.
Let's go
please,
back.
Please.
No, you missed it. Come on.
Only so long you can go. This is how our culture builds. Start with the sex first, get the connection. How do they look? Oh, do y'all have fun together? And then intellectual intimacy. Then we try to pile on spirituality. When life happens, when storms come, all of a sudden let go. This is what happens. But this is what God wants to do. He wants people that will start by saying, God, I'm going.
gonna pursue you. Once I know that this person is in love with Jesus, then I can start going for the intellectual. Because how many know when God starts changing your spirit, he'll start changing your mind. Then it gets social and you start hanging out. But you got a strong foundation. Then you get married. And in the context of a marriage, that thing that is so intimate, there should only be the physical representation of every other place of intimacy. Then you put that on top. Will this marriage still be tested? You better believe it. But the difference is you got a strong foundation. All these things are great, but it matters what you build on. So that means, guess what? When we're old and gray, we still gonna be together because we didn't build on the physicality. If we get broken, we can't go on the trip. I'm ride or die with you in an apartment.
Hey, and here's the thing. I love the way he presented that. But where was – we gave a bunch of scriptures. We went on a scripture tangent.
Right.
They don't have the scriptures behind it to show you how to get there.
Right.
Damn.
Him, spirituality is you go to church together.
Right.
Right. That's why I read what I read in Sirach 39 because it's a much more nuanced approach to
the process. Like you said, it's the same with making the pizza. That was a process.
The process. The process.
Damn.
Right.
Mm. What did you say? And you were like, damn. He said the physicality.
He said the physicality. Yes, I'm glad you brought that back.
Mm.
Because you were like,
what we put first, it's the physical, the physicality, that's that consummation of the marriage, the sex.
Right.
The physical manifestation of all the other pieces.
All the other levels of intimacy.
Which means you should not be physical. You should not be soliciting your rod out there.
Mm.
You should not be giving up your vagina like that.
Mm.
Okay. Without all that other stuff being in place. He says the physical act is that manifestation. It's the deepest form.
Mm-hmm.
It's the physical representation of that spiritual, intellectual, and social foundation.
That's heavy.
And many of us just do the physical and the social. You don't even build up to intellectual and spiritual.
Right.
And we run our lives through that physical and social, or the social and the physical. Maybe the physical wasn't that strong. It was strong enough that you spoke.
Right.
But you kind of like the way that you know, you're trying to get them with the stomach.
Right.
You try to get her with the gifts and the sweet things and the attention.
Right.
You know, maybe she didn't get the attention that way.
Mm.
So she likes to be doted upon.
That's
so
it.
You know that. So you buy the flowers, you buy the sweets and the chocolates or whatever it is that she likes. You know what I'm saying?
That's heavy.
And you do those things. And then, all right, you know that most men like a good meal, so you know you could throw down, so you try to get them with the food, right? And you play in the social and physical box. And that's why the physical is never as satisfying or as gratifying as it could or should be.
Mm.
Or if it is, it's fleeting. And what happens? You have this vicious cycle of, okay, I need to seek the next high, where for the first few months, the sex is good. This is that.
Right.
And it's not because physicality should not be manifested that way. That's
right.
Something that you preserve and you build upon all these other steps before you get to that physical manifestation of that intimacy.
Can I bring something out real quick?
Go ahead.
Get 1 Corinthians 3. Because you said building on that foundation of intimacy, and you've been solidifying the foundation about everything else before you get to the physical, right? But the last thing he said is, even if you build the proper way, that foundation is still going to be tried, right? Read that real quick.
Hey,
1 Corinthians 3.
Hey, you know what I said about the trying? Monday Night Law, and you see this, and you kind of see this. A lot of people are here just because they have a husband here or a wife here. And they're like, I can't leave. If I leave, it's going to be too hard for me to be alone out there by myself with kids or single or have you. And you see that. A lot of people are here just because they have someone here.
Oh, 110%, 1,000%. I would say a lot of sisters are only here because their husband is here.
Mm.
And here's the deceptive part about it.
I'm sorry.
A lot of those same sisters would believe that they would endure without their spouse in this truth. And I don't mean that he died in this and you're a widow. I mean that, you know, he goes off and he leaves and you wind up being loosed from that marriage. and you think that you would endure in this because you really believe that you're, and I'm not saying there's not sisters out there that, that's for the Lord to know.
Right.
But most of them have to understand. Give me down, not one out of a thousand. Most of them have to understand. And there's some that'll tell you candidly. And it's not even so much that they're necessarily here for their husband, but their husband keeps them grounded and in perspective when trials in the marriage, the congregation, and within themselves come. And without that hedge, scripture says the possession is spoils.
Right?
So read me this and then get me that in the hedge.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8 and verse 27. Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account, which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found.
So he's saying there's only one out of a thousand men that are loyal, that will endure, that are worthy, right?
Sorry. That he found. Chapter 7, not chapter 8. Go ahead.
But a woman among all those have I not found.
He said, but I have not found a woman. And this is not to say that women can't make it. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. But what he's saying is that statistically, and mind you, this is the wisest man. You can have a problem with what he says all day.
He had a kingdom established
right
out of Israel.
No, and not just a kingdom. They said there was no man wiser that walked on the earth ever.
Right.
There was not a man that walked wiser ever on the earth.
Hey, that prayed for that wisdom over everything else.
Right, and that prayed for that wisdom over everything else. His statistics are not like white man's statistics. It's not a sampling of a population set.
Yeah.
A guesstimate.
His statistics are based on God-given wisdom that made him the smartest man that ever manifested on the earth. So when he says something like that, what he's telling you that is, now get me what we got in Sirach.
The book of Sirach, chapter 36 and verse 25. Where no hedges, there the possession is spoiled.
If the woman does not have the hedge,
right,
says the possession will spoil. That's Bible. This is Bible talking.
You want Bible? I'll give you Bible.
You want Bible? I'll give you Bible. This is the Bible talking, and the Bible says that's the way it's said. Up, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the way it's set up.
You asked us one time at the leadership table. You say, "Yeah." Can I say it?
Go ahead.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know, but go ahead.
Think my wife would stay in the truth if something had happened to me? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That thing was so heavy, bro. That thing blew my mind, and I'm like, wow. It made me see like a different perspective. Be real with myself. I got to open my eyes. And really believe what the scriptures say, right? One of a thousand of the men, of the women, he said, I couldn't find one. And when you ask us that, see, damn, that's a lot. What did he want? I remember that thing. That thing was heavy.
1 Corinthians 3. It makes you, things that make you say, huh? 1 Corinthians 3, sir.
Sorry, I'm over here. Hey, Othaniel, delete that last comment and kick him out. 1 Corinthians, chapter 3.
And start at 11.
And verse 11.
We've been talking about the foundation, right? The foundation is built on spirituality. It's built on Christ, right? Wisdom is Christ.
Right.
Through wisdom is a house built. Read.
For other foundation can no man lay, than that is laid.
There's no other foundation that we can lay than what's already been laid. Our leadership has laid it out. And what I wanted to point out earlier, when Deacon brought out Sirach 39, it said, once you've given your mind to the law of the Most High, it says you're going to keep the sayings of renowned men. Now, we know that chiefly is going into what was written aforetime, but all praises to the Most High has given us leaders like Deacon Yahshua, and his saying right now is, and the suggestion and counsel is to wait 3 years. So it's up to us to really take that into consideration when we make moves and decisions, right? But it says, no other foundation can no man lay than this that is laid. Read.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Christ is the foundation. Read.
Now, if any man builds upon this foundation.
So if you're going to build a marriage, a household, right? And it says, through wisdom is a house built. Read.
Gold.
You're building gold. Read.
Silver.
Uh-huh.
Precious stones.
These are the marriages and the different ways that those marriages are going to manifest physically. Read.
Wood.
Uh-huh.
Hay.
Uh-huh.
Stubble.
Things that can be burned. Read.
Every man's work shall be made manifest.
The work that you put in the proven process, and you, as you labor and you build on the foundation from beginning all the way through, your work is going to be made manifest. Read.
For the day shall declare it.
Uh-huh.
Because it shall be revealed by fire.
And that's going to be, the man said at the end of the video, even if you build on a proper foundation, it is going to be tried.
He said, if we're broke, that's cool. We'll be cool.
He said, if we owe, because, you know, sexual performance goes down when you owe.
Right.
He slapped the physical out the whole way. Because I'm telling you, at some point, I mean, you know, Abraham had a pretty.
He was going. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But he slapped it away because he said it's not the same and it doesn't mean as much.
A little back.
You're not going to always go.
And that's right. And that's if you're just going by physical. Again, if you've built those steps of intimacy together, you'll be 85 and still, hey, let's, you know, however often you're able to have that vigor, you'll be like, hey, you know, let's do our thing.
Right.
Mm.
But when they start robbing our houses, spoiling our goods, the men are committed to prison and he can't be physical with you. Mm-hmm. When we're put into positions where you're threatened, your children's lives are threatened, and the real fire comes, if you haven't built on a spiritual foundation, how will you endure? Mm-hmm. How are you going to be as pilgrims on the earth and prepared for battle? Because believe it, we are at war. And the dragon's wroth, he's coming to make war. So it's up to us to have the end in mind, consider the things to come, and build a foundation that can endure.
Hey, go back to Ephesians. I never finished that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right.
I got to go back to it, and then I'm going to read my – and we're going to wrap up because I'm not going to go till 10 o'clock.
Plus,
again.
Plus. Okay.
No, we already went a little over.
Okay.
We already went a little over. I'm not going to – and then I hate that I wasted a title. I'm going to have to use this title in some type of way again next week.
Oh, we did. Because
I didn't even get into the Alpha Widows, man.
Can we edit it?
Yes. Can you edit the title?
Yeah.
Will it mess up the views?
I'll do it after.
Like? Yeah, okay.
After. I don't want to mess it up right now.
All right, call it something else. But let's save the title for next week. Read this in Ephesians, all right?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 24.
Freedom.
Therefore, as the church, verse 25, husbands, love your wives.
Right, so we see, with just that part. And the video, we went all over the place.
Yes, we did.
In the spirit.
Right. Yes, we did.
That's what I'm saying, man. The scriptures is more than just memorizing precepts. There's so that's the intellectual that starts to come out when you meditate on these scriptures. That's what it means to meditate on these scriptures. Damn, right? He says, husbands, love your wives. And then we were talking about the physicality of love, and this is why we went off with all these other scriptures in this. But he's going to tell you about, because you said something, and you said our foundation is Christ, but your marriage must be built on that same foundation.
Right.
Right? And it makes me think of, I think it's Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where the ultra-Christian couple get together, and he don't want to do some stuff, and she being a freak.
Oh, yeah.
He said something about Jesus in the bedroom or something like that. It's not some freaky stuff like that, okay? He's at the bar, and I think she wants to do, like, anal, and he's like, that's an exit. You know? Anyway. Anyway. But to build your love and your marriage on the proper foundation for you to do it right, the husband understands this and the wife understands this. So read it again, and I try not to interrupt you so we could get to the rest of the verses. Go ahead, come on.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church.
Right. So it says, husbands, love your wives the way Christ loved the church, right? And he explains now. Come on. That physical, that love that women want, that whole kissy romantic thing, I'm not saying that shouldn't be present with your spouse, but the love has to be founded upon this, which is much the more than that little box of what the physical. And listen, the physical can be great and amazing, but as far as how strong it is, it doesn't represent the stability. In that little box could be a lot of fun.
Right.
It could be incredible. Don't think because it's the small box that, because then you might have some frigid sisters out there. See, we don't got to have sex. Right. That's not what I'm saying at all. I went over the thing, and it says marriage is nourished by sex,
right?
Continually, all right? But the real love is the foundation. Our foundation must be Christ. We build ourselves up, and then the marriage must be built on that same foundation. So husbands, It says, love your wife even as Christ loved the church. Come on, read.
And gave himself for it.
Read.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
It's the husband's job to be the cultivator in his frame, but a washing of water by the word to build, teach, and cultivate his wife. Go ahead, come on.
That he might present it to himself.
Because then you, remember I said that most men, if your wife is bugged out, it's because you're the problem. At the end of the day, there has to be some accountability to you as the man that you're not doing what needs to be done to build that the right way. Go ahead, come on.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
Right,
but,
because I was going on to the part that it's the husband's job, not the wife's job. And I am going to show the picture of the 100% from my abuela, where she says spend 100% of your time,
right.
And we're going to read her stuff, right? It's the husband's job to put this work into you. You're not supposed to look at it as, oh, he's always criticizing me. He's always this. He's always that.
I'll never be good enough.
Right. I'll never be good enough. All this other stuff. No, it's his job to build you up. Go ahead. Come on.
But that it should be holy and without blemish.
Right. Holy. And we read what Solomon said. They're not one out of 1,000.
Right.
So it means it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to be a constant effort of me making you
right.
Where you lack. Right? And you being that support that needs to be there in that regard. Is that it on that?
That's it. Yes,
okay. Sir. Now, she says this, right? Let's go to the picture. We're almost done.
Wives, spend 100% of your time holding yourself accountable for your part in your marriage.
100%. Not 80, not 90, not 50. Mm. She says, wives, you spend 100% of your time holding yourself accountable for your part in your marriage. Don't try to take your husband out of his frame.
Mm.
Don't try to take him. It's not your job to teach him. It's God's job to teach him. I'm not saying he might not have some bad habits and some bad things that he needs to be better at, all right? If you'd have proved better, maybe you'd have seen those things and you could have discussed them before you got married.
Right.
But now you're with him.
Stuck.
It's not your job to train him, to change him, to teach him, to coach him.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff. Read it again.
Wives, spend 100% of your time holding yourself accountable for your part in your marriage.
100% of your time for your part. Go ahead, come on.
Your husband's flaws should never be your
focus.
No,
they should sometimes be his focus.
Your husband's flaws should never be your focus.
His flaws should never be your focus. See, sometimes when we talk about these things, women that get offended, when they say, what about the men?
Right.
They're the ones that won't apply this.
Mm.
We just acknowledge that the man has flaws,
right.
But it's not your job to fix them.
Right.
Go ahead, come on.
That's called deflecting.
Right.
Your marriage becomes better when you become better.
Right. Mm. Your marriage becomes better when you become better. But I've yet to meet a sister that trusts God that much, that her faith is that strong,
right.
That she can apply something like this.
We met an Abigail.
I've never met an Abigail.
Hey,
in the scripture.
Bishop Yawasov said, deflection is deception.
Right. Deflection is deception. That's 100% correct. Go ahead. So now read what she says here. Come on.
Wives, one of the biggest deceptions in marriage is to spend all your time focused on your husband's flaws. Why? When all your energy is spent looking at the faults of your husband, it deceives you into thinking you are faultless.
Oh, it deceives you into thinking you are faultless. Go ahead, come on.
Therefore, never doing the necessary work to become the best you can be.
Right, because it's not your job to make him presentable, perfect, without blemish, without spot. That's between him and the Lord and his teachers that will teach him.
Right.
But his job as your husband damn sure is to make you perfect without blemish, without spot.
Right.
All right? So I'm going to say this. And then we're going to wrap it up for this week's episode. I'm going to reiterate my thought for proving. So if you want to get your button ready.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to read it in one consecutive joint. I'm going to read it in one consecutive joint. I got to put this on a T-shirt too, maybe. I don't know.
Yo, we got to put this up like in a picture. Screenshot it so that people can see
right.
it.
Right. I got to put this up on that. Y'all can type it and put it in one of those things so they can see it. This was my thoughts for proving, all right? And when did I send this? January 11th. I said, don't let me forget this. I want to talk about this on the show. Thoughts for proving. I said, if he or she is not willing to prove for 3 years, they don't want a wife or a husband. They want to fuck. Let that marinate. If you're in it for a lifetime, 3 years isn't long. What's the rush? If not,
I think he caught me on the tail end of the first one. He didn't get the whole thing. Oh, snap.
More fire.
Anyway, we ran out of time.
Mm.
That's the show for this week, okay? Lord's Will will be on next week. We're going to change the title of this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't even go into the Alpha Widows and all the other stuff.
Nah.
All right? But that's the spirit of the Lord, all right? So tune in next week. Oh, you're going to play? Oh, we're going to do this?
Yes. Hey, no, before you play that up, before you put that up, brothers and sisters, we have 540-some viewers watching right now. Make sure, if you're not subscribed to IUIC Phoenix, subscribe right now. All right? Make sure subscribe to right now if you're not subscribed. Subscribe, like, and share. We've seen you guys comment, but do the other work as well. Subscribe and share. All right? Now, put this up.
Do your part.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, put this up. So, Shalom Israel, we're seeking your assistance to enhance our national broadcast. Kindly spare a minute to provide feedback by answering 5 brief questions. Scan the QR below. Thank you.
Scan that now.
Yes.
If you would like to provide feedback, you know how sometimes you'll say you can't hear the sound, or this is muffled, or that was bad, or if you want to complain about Benson, go ahead and scan that and put that up there.
How was the sound effects?
Right, right. Hey, we're gonna show the commercial you said on the outro, right? Show my beard thing with my thing, because someone was asking my little tear thing that I bought.
I don't think we
had it up long. Right, so that has a shot. Right, so this is a little thing I bought so I could keep in my closet, right? I put the rest of my collection there right now, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I got like 10 beard oils. And then in the back, I got like 5 colognes.
That's a smart idea, though, to have the oil above the each scent.
Because you know what, man? I had it in a little box on the side because I was running out of room on the sink. And right. I don't want to say this, and then my wife chime in. I hate clutter. But sometimes I deal with it because I don't have time to address it.
Right.
So it was bothering the hell out of me. And I'm like, so I would go and look for it, and I was in the bottles, and I'm like, oh, wait, is this it? Is this
right.
it? Now it's there, and I can look for it, and then the bomb is right there. So, like, I would literally find the oil, and then I would have to dig through all the bombs
right.
to find the bomb.
Hey, show us your collection of Manly Badge of Dignity. Send it to IUIC Phoenix Facebook or IUIC Phoenix Instagram. Let us know. And, hey, let us know your name. Put your name. Hey, this is Brother Such and Such. Or... this is my Lord's collection, and we're going to shout you out, all right?
Yeah, yeah. And I got that off of Amazon. You look at, like, I think it's, like, Cologne Station, Cologne Organizer.
Mm.
And they have a whole bunch of different ones, different colors, different number of tiers or whatever. So, anyway, we're going to put some commercials for you on the outro. Make sure you tune in next week. With that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
That's one of my favorites.
When you look in the mirror, what do you feel? Fearlessness? Austerity? Masculinity? Godliness? But what does your beard say about you? Get definitive results with the bold, natural scents from the Manly Badge of Dignity Beard Oil and ignite the king in you, because it's important to look how you feel.
Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Asharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation. It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to less than friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the eagle. Their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feasible. For the southern kingdom, Kwame Asharala. Hey,
one nation.
This for the northern kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation.
This for the southern kingdom, Kwame Asharala.
Hey, one nation.
This for the northern kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation.
I can't take one step without my brothers too. Vámonos muchachos, yeah, you know there's one for you. Me gusta el arroz con pollo, tacos, chilangos, sipping on cervezas with all mi hermanos.
Judah and E from Dasta to Kingdom. Now we one nation over these heathens. Royalty bloodline, we be the choice line. Better ripping for you run out of time. My father gave me salt and the light, yeah, yeah. Be strong in the Lord and his might, yeah, yeah. Better be careful of fire. Change all your ways or you'll be his desire, whoa. Gotta stay away from Satan changing my mind, friend. Yeah, you know we dying daily, turning it.